Welcome to the morning wake-up call. Oh, my goodness gracious, it's been an amazing week. It has been an amazing week. Yes, it has, an amazing week. Whew, I just want to say, I want to start off with just saying congratulations to this amazing, amazing, amazing week. Yesterday, we broke on this show a story that's a hideous story. A hideous story about a man who called African people who engaged in the worst kind of racist slur. A man who was appointed by the mayor of the city of St. Louis, the health director. The health director called African people the N-word. And because you all stood up to the charge, you made the phone calls, you blew up the phones at Francis Slay's office, you blew up the phones at the health department, you were on your job. And because of what you did, 4 hours into the workday yesterday, Dr. William Kincaid stepped down from his job. You did that. Oh, these are amazing times. It's going 007, the year 007. Oh, it's going to be an amazing thing. And what more honorable thing to have a man who engaged in a racist slur lose his job during Black History Month. That's what I'm talking about. Wake your babies up. Tell them what you did. Tell them what you did. This is Liz Brown. Wake up call. You know why they call it riveting radio? You know why they call it riveting radio? Because people have to listen to it to see if they're going to have their job tomorrow. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community. It's the Hour to Empower, presenting information to the nation, hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown, bringing solutions to the needs of the people, the church, the pastors, the seniors, the youth, and the community. How to manage your credit and debt, job loss protection that pays bills up to $2,000 a month, and lots more great financial information. That's the Hour to Empower, bringing value to your life, every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920. WGNU. Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them. To know that, yes, we are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brothers, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back! Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join Bush. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So, in the
will they ever disrespect the black community? We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get up, you need to get to me. Whoo, we have much to talk about. Yes, we do. And please don't forget, we have all kinds of opportunities to attend to tomorrow. I'm planning your day. Just let me plan your day. Of course, we have at 9 o'clock tomorrow, we have the International Urban Institute, whose presence was hugely felt at the forum on Tuesday. The meeting is tomorrow from 9 to 11. Then at 12 o'clock at the White House there, I'm talking about the at Union and 70. Irene J. Smith's office. It's a meet and greet. Lewis Reed, you need to come on down, show your support. It is official. Lewis Reed has the majority ward endorsements. He has more endorsements than every ward across the city. He just got the 28th ward endorsement last night. It's official. You all need to come out and meet and greet and talk to Lewis Reed at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Then at 1 o'clock tomorrow, an incredible panel discussion, if I do say so myself. Bonita Canute is going to be the moderator. I'm going to be on the panel. We have a member from the Black Leadership Roundtable is going to be on the panel. A member from DESE is going to be on the panel. A senator, Rita Days, is going to be on the panel. Ron Jackson's supposed to show up and be on the panel. We're going to be talking about the state of St. Louis Public Schools. I'm going to be addressing the issue of whether or not this is about what is happening, the assault on our district. Whether it's about an agenda or it's about helping the kids, you need to come out and hear that discussion. That's going to take place at the new Sunnymount Missionary Baptist Church at the corner of Shreve and West Florissant. Y'all need to be there tomorrow at 1 o'clock for that. Put it on your calendars, folks. Put it on your things to do. Come on out. Let us have this discussion. It's a critical discussion. We did a wonderful thing this week, but it's far from over. Our presence needs to be felt. Our presence needs to be felt. This ain't no plaything, what's happening with the St. Louis Public Schools. Ain't no plaything. We have a full day ahead of you. Plenty of things to do tomorrow. Let's tend to them. We've had an amazing week. The year 007 is going to be an amazing year. I can feel it. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Please come on out to the panel discussion tomorrow. Please come on out and meet Lewis Reed. And again, I want to congratulate every single one of you. This is what happens when you engage in the political process. They must be afraid to do evil against us and think they can get away with it. We need to deconstruct what happened with William Kincaid. Francis Slay sat there and let that man call African people the N-word. He didn't do anything. Didn't do anything. This man did this at a staff meeting. William Kincaid said, and I quote, "The only people that drink Kool-Aid are niggers and poor white folks." White trash is, I believe, what he said. And Francis didn't fire him. Francis didn't fire him. Francis did not fire him. This is a 3-week-old story. When a couple of members from the Black Caucus called Francis, he took him off work for a week, but he worked from his home. Kincaid worked from his home. You hear what I'm saying? It wasn't until yesterday when you all picked up the mantle and picked up your phones and sent your faxes. There were people that were calling from all over this country. I'm telling you, all over this country that heard that story were calling Francis Slay's office and the health department's office. It wasn't even a full day before it was shut down. They got tired of answering the phones. And they let him go, let him resign. He shouldn't have been allowed to resign. He should have been straight up fired. Straight up fired. You all did that. And that's the lesson in this. It's the power of what you can do. Don't you let nobody tell you that you can't do nothing. Don't you let history be written that you can't do anything, that it doesn't matter. That you should know, that you don't have time to pick up the phone, that you don't have time to go down to a forum and to participate. Don't you let your history be written like that. We've learned too much from this week. We've obtained too much from this week. We've done too much. It's an amazing thing. It was a righteous thing. It was an empowering thing. Y'all did that. You need to take ownership of that. 1-877-920-WGN. Did I tell you my name? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. This show is archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. And you know what? For all of you all that listen to my show all the time at WhiteRoseSociety.org, y'all need to support WhiteRoseSociety.org. Give them a little something-something. Because that is a great, great, great resource for you all, for everyone, to be able to continue to listen to this show even when I'm not on the air. That's at WhiteRoseSociety.org, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go over there. Next time you listen, just give them a little something. Support them. I think they're in a fundraising phase right now. It's a wonderful thing that they're doing. It's a wonderful service that they're doing. My name is Liz Brown. This be the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We got so much stuff to talk about. There are Republicans imploding all over the United States right now. If you listen right now, you can hear the sound of the heads of Republicans blowing up all over this country. And I'm going to tell you why when I get back. It's been an amazing week. There are Republicans, if their heads are not blowing up, they are kicking their dogs all over this country. I'm going to tell you why. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic looks like this. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, and then again from Spade through McKnight. You can expect traffic to be building there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for some delays are possible, but everything's rolling at the speed limit right now. Northbound 270 at 44 all the way in the Big Bend. That interchange is starting to get a little heavy around the 270-44 mark. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Look for traffic to be building. Westbound Kingbridge traffic into the landing is looking good. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound 64 from the 5570 split into the PSB. You can expect some delays, but everything seems to be rolling at the speed limit. eastbound 70 from K through 79. Earth City Expressway to the 270 interchange looks like there's no problems there. Northbound 270 at the 70 interchange, you can expect some delays on those right lanes as you exit onto 270 or onto 70. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your weather forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness today, high in the mid-20s. This evening mostly clear, low around 10 for Saturday. Partly cloudy skies, high in the lower 20s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 10 again. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 20 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 19. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 10. So bundle up if you're headed out to the bus stop or if you're headed out to school or whatever you're doing outside. Just make sure you dress warm. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. More of the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. Riveting Talk Radio, the wake-up call right here. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making a difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Falkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Automatic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Real life, on the cutting edge, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Turn on the television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. We know the girls love, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Cause in the days, before we'll come. On the door to the sun. Even with the darkness, we shall come.
Oh, 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 oh. Well,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And you need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Lieutenant Brown. It's Brother Bob. How are you this morning?
I am outstanding.
As usual, I am particularly excited. It's just such a good week with the meeting at Harris. So well with Desi and the turnout of the people and the resignation of Dr. Kincaid. I think this just shows us, as we get better informed, like you and Attorney Irene J. Smith often teaches, if we'll arm the people with the truth and the knowledge, they make the right decision. They remind me when we defeated those propositions not too many years back, A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking that this also can lead into, if we just come on and keep, as the people, doing what we know is right and correct, we can get Lewis Reed elected as the president of the Board of Aldermen. And I do notice that Ron Jackson was there at Harris Stowe. He did not speak, so I'm going to see if we be there tomorrow at the meeting over there at Deuce Sundown Church. So that's going to be very interesting, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, and congratulations to us, huh? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, tomorrow there's a meet and greet for Alderman Lewis Reed right there at 70 and Union, the White House there, Irene J. Smith's headquarters, 70 and Union. And it's going to take place at noon. You need to come on down. There's going to be a little food. There's going to be a little meeting. You can meet the candidate. And then at 1 o'clock, just drive, just stay on Union and just go all the way down Union. And you will get to West Florissant and Shreve. New Sunny Mount Missionary Baptist Church, a panel discussion on education. It's going to be a fascinating discussion. Bernita Canute is going to be moderating it. She's an anchor from Channel 2. Senator Rita Days is going to be there. A member of DESE is going to be there. We have a member of the Black Leadership Roundtable is going to be there. School board member Ron Jackson is going to be there. And I'm going to be on the panel to talk about whether this is a hoax or not, what they're trying to do. Y'all need to be there. It is going to be a great discussion. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Yes, you do. You need to get to me. Why are heads exploding all over this country? Why are heads exploding all over this country? I'm sorry. Republican heads. Why are Republicans kicking their dogs all over this country? Why? Al Gore was nominated on Thursday for a Nobel Peace Prize. Do you hear what I'm saying? Al Gore was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Okay? What do you think Republicans are doing? What do you think Republicans are saying? What do you think that Republicans are feeling? They are feeling, you know what? Where is my dog? I gotta go kick him. A prerequisite for winning the Nobel Prize is making a difference. Al Gore has made a difference. That's what the former Minister of Environment told the Associated Press. He said that He joined political opponent Heidi Saucerin of the Socialist Party to nominate Gore, as well as the Cape Canadian activist Sheila Watt Coulter. Al Gore, like no other, has put climate change on the agenda. Whoo, you know what? This is going to be what's the word that capsulizes the road that Republicans are going to have to travel down this year. It's a road of disarray. Because think about it, they have to focus on so many things, poor babies. They got to beat up on Hillary. They've got to let everybody remind everybody that Obama is black. That's hard work. They've got to get their 21 senators that are going to be up for Republican senators that are going to be up for re-election in 2008. They've got to try to recapture some of the seats that they lost. They've got to defend this indefensible war. They've got to prop up the pretzel-eating, couch-falling-off-of cheerleader, former cheerleader, and drug addict, substance abuser, George W. Bush. That's a lot of work now. Come on. I mean, come on. Let's give the devil the due. That's a lot of work. That's a whole lot of distraction. Normally they've just been able to focus on what are they normally able to focus on? Oh, that's right. Bill Clinton's zipper. So it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be what's the word, Howard? It's going to be hard work. It's going to be hard. The challenges that the poor Republican babies have for this upcoming term. Come on now. And now, added to their plate of all of that, Al Gore is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? Oh, Lord. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of issues to talk about. And if you want to email me, that's not so tough. All you got to do is, are you ready? revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We're going to start a new show today at 9 o'clock. That's right, a brand new show, a brand new component to the wake-up call, Wellness 101. Dr. Rosa Kincaid will be joining me this morning. We are going to be doing some Wellness 101, and we're going to kick off our first show. It's going to be a fascinating show. We're going to really, really hold your hand all the way through this process. Because at 9 o'clock with Wellness 101 and Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Kenneth Bach is going to be joining us. Kenneth Bach is going to be talking to us about the American College for Advancement in Medicine. It's an alternative medicine discussion. We're going to have that discussion. The Center for Progressive Medicine, Kenneth Bach, MD, FAAP, FACNCNS, is going to join us on the inaugural show. Wellness 101, that's at 9 o'clock. Then at 8 o'clock, one of my favorite guests is going to be joining us, David Zirin, author of Say My Name, What's My Name, Fool? Book about, of course, Muhammad Ali. He's a columnist. He has written several provocative pieces. We're going to be talking about crossroads, race and coaching in the NFL. We're going to be talking about the fact that we have two African coaches going to the Super Bowl. Should we be doing the happy dance, or should we be having a discussion about the road that it took to get here and how, where that road has taken us? David Zirin is going to be joining me in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a full morning. It's a full morning. We have much business, much business to tend to, many things to talk about. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Indeed, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace, your world something very special. Look, this is right here in the city. This is African-owned and operated. You have an opportunity to go down and buy a refrigerator, buy a stove, buy something for your home from a black-owned business, the only Sears in the city of St. Louis. Get your shop on down at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge, and tell them I told you to.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
What's your number, baby? My name is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Mr. Davis, good morning.
Yes, Liz. Oh, teach, girl. Yes, you have really planned my week in for me there with all of the different enlightened meetings that you've talked about. So that's really great. And
That was really fine to hear Minister Farrakhan this morning on his great, fantastic speech from the Million Man of March.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures and portraits that I have in my room, Liz, is of the Million Man's March. And I was there, Liz.
Yes,
for
sir.
The Million Man's March. Yes, just fantastic there. And I wanted to kind of let the people know all of the things for the month of February that are going on over at Harris Stowe State College there. Each, almost every day this month, they have some fantastic programs going on there. So it should be very, very fine. And out at Webster University in their movie department, there are some fantastic movies going on there. And at the History Museum in Forest Park, that should be very fantastic also. You can get a program from out there as to all of the things that will be going on. So history for the February is just fantastic, but I take and have it 12 months out of the year instead of just 1 month.
All right, Mr. Davis. You're right. You're
just
right.
Fantastic to keep those shoulders up strong and straight. That'll do it for you.
All right, Mr.
All
Davis.
Right now, Liz.
Take care.
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. And just a reminder once again, tomorrow, a full day tomorrow, there's a meet and greet for candidate Lewis Reed tomorrow at, this is a Northside meeting over here at Union and 70. At the Northside headquarters, that is, at 12 o'clock tomorrow. You need to get on down there and meet and greet and talk to them and ask them some questions and get to know your candidate, Lewis Reed. There was just an announcement that he got the 28th ward endorsement. As it stands right now, Lewis Reed has more ward endorsements than Shrewsbury does. He has more ward endorsements. He has the most ward endorsements. So that's a very good thing. That's a very, very, very good thing. So come on out tomorrow at 12 o'clock to meet and greet. And then get in your car and come on drive on down the street to over to the new Sunnymount Missionary Baptist Church, because there's going to be a panel discussion on education. Desi is going to be part of the panel. You'll hear what they have to say. It's a critical meeting. Bonita Cornute is going to be the moderator. I'm going to be on the panel talking about whether or not this assault is about helping the schools or hurting the schools. We also have Senator Rita Day. So you're going to have a legislator on the panel talking about the state of St. Louis public schools. You're also going to have a member of the Black Leaders Roundtable. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about what they have done to this the St. Louis Public Schools. Ron Jackson is supposed to be on the panel as well. So come on out. It's going to be an incredible discussion. It's going to be an incredible back and forth. It's going to be an incredible thing to see. Just think about it. Have you ever had all of these views in one place talking about the St. Louis Public Schools? A legislator, an advocate for the St. Louis Public Schools, and a reporter that has covered it from day one. Day one. A school board member that is saying, elect me so that I can eliminate my job. Ron Jackson's going to be on the panel. Desi, that will be making the decision about whether or not the schools are taken over by the state or this nullification with a three-person board. Oh, it's a member from the Black Leadership Roundtable that were part and parcel of bringing Bill Roberti and standing down when we lost all these accreditation points. Have you ever had an opportunity to hear all of those voices in one place? I suspect you haven't. Since I've been following this for 4 years now and covering this, 200 hours worth of reporting on it, no, you haven't.
This is an incredible discussion that will take place tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the New Sunny Mount Baptist Church. Always going to be a discussion. You need to be there. We're going to start promptly at 1 and end at 2:30. There will be light refreshments served. Bring your family down. You don't want to miss this discussion. 1-877-920-WGNU. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
Hi. You know what? It almost doesn't get any better than this. This has been an incredible week. Kincaid has lost his job because we did that.
Exactly.
Did that.
Did you hear the news yesterday where this teacher, I think it was in Belleville, said the N-word to the students? And the boy's father went out there, called her up or whatever, and asked her about it. And she admitted it. She said, he called the N-word, and she said, poor white trash, too. She said she was trying to get their attention.
Huh?
And,
I guess you could say the same thing as if you just took a gun and shoot him. You know, I was trying to get their attention.
Right.
Both of them would be wrong.
And the schools said they were going to investigate and do something if necessary. You know, I think it was in Belleville. And
I take it that the teacher is white.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, to say that, you know.
So she called the babies that name.
Yeah, and she also said poor white trash.
And the school is going to look into it. And so did William Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
He admitted it yesterday, too.
Right. So if I wish I knew the name of the teacher in the Zappy school, maybe we need to do some phone calls down there, too.
Yep, I need to follow up on that story.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Juanita. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, please feel free to do that at 1-877. I want to thank you for all of your emails from yesterday about the William Kincaid story. I got tons and tons of emails from you all about this story. And again, what you did with blowing up the phones at Francis Slay's office, blowing up the phones at the health department, it's a beautiful thing because of what you did. The head of the health department who called African people the N-word and white people, they slurred them as well. He's gone. He's gone. You did that because Francis Slay was cool with it. He was cool with it. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about starting our new show at 9 o'clock with Rosa Kincaid, Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101. We're going to be talking about alternative ways of living. Our guest is going to be Dr. Kenneth Bach from the Center for Progressive Medicine. How cool is that? How cool is that? That's going to be our first guest. We're going to be talking about what it takes to be healthy, to live healthy, to get healthy. That's what we're going to be doing. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. This is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Excellent, excellent. I just wanted to say to you, you're doing an excellent job, but I also want to tell your listeners about the Power Networking Conference that we're going to be hosting over at the Airport Renaissance Hotel, February the 28th. It's for those that's ready to go to the next level, bringing business people together, those inspiring entrepreneurs. It's going to be a well-structured, highly focused networking session. It's time for us to go to the next level. We here are the folks taking care of their business. It's time for us to take care of our business and do what we need to do in our community. They can go out to the website to sign up. The FraserNet website, it's www.frasernet.com, FarasNet.com. Liz, I thank you so much for being who you are.
All right, thank you so much. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. I've got another hour coming up for you, another hour after that, and another hour after that. Please don't miss my discussion, of course, with Rosa Kincaid at that, with Health Wellness 101. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, David Zirin will be joining me talking about the
Super Bowl this Sunday. But you need to know about, yeah, you know now that there are two African coaches in the Super Bowl, but you need to know how many other ones there are. You need to know why there are the number that there are. You need to know the history of this. You don't want to miss this discussion with my guest, columnist and author David Zirin, in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Liz Brown, taking a break, but I'll be right back. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. We don't usually see tornadoes this time of year, but that's what they woke up to today in parts of Florida. Reports of several twisters and numerous fatalities. Reporter Bob Hazen has details from DeLand.
Saw a lot of houses that looked like there probably were people there, but they hadn't come outside to check it out yet. You know, if they didn't hear that telltale freight train sound coming through, and if they didn't have their weather radios or the radios on all night, they probably might not even know yet that they got a big cleanup job ahead of them this morning.
Just days ago, the National Severe Storm Center implemented an enhanced F scale to determine tornado damage. In Hawaii, strong winds are blamed for major power outages. Most of the island of Oahu is in the dark. El Nino is the reason for much of the strange weather we've had this winter, but experts at the National Weather Service say the weather phenomenon is on its way out of here.
The most typical thing we're going to see in the next 2 or 3 weeks is the precipitation along the southern tier of states, including southwestern California through Arizona and then right across Texas into Florida. So it's been an odd year.
That's Louis Uccellini with the National Weather Service. A new report on global warming might get your attention. Here's ABC's Linda Albert.
Politics aside, the message is unanimous and unequivocal.
Global warming is real. It's time to stop pretending that it's not.
One of the authors of today's report on global warming, which says humans are to blame for a good 90% of climate change and its effects. With warnings of crop failure, drought, powerful storms, and flooding, the scientists are hoping to kickstart governments into responding. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Still.
And we get some good news weather-wise today. Finally, get ready for an early spring. Punxsutawney Phil didn't see a shadow on this Groundhog Day, and according to legend, that means warmer weather is on its way. Now, not necessarily tomorrow or next week, but sooner than usual. Now, had Phil seen his shadow, it would have meant 6 more weeks of winter. This is ABC News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807. When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-539-9208. That's 800-539-9208.
Police in the Chicago area are on the lookout for a thief who looks, smells, and feels marvelous. Here's ABC's Richard Cantu.
Authorities say the man has gone to at least 20 day spas in the Chicago area and left without paying. Sea salt, body polish, hair cut and color, manicures, pedicures. This guy's gotten away with several thousand dollars worth of services. Investigators say he uses the old, gotta get my cell phone from the car or gotta get papers from my briefcase excuses, and then never returns. The nail techs are really annoyed, with one saying, I just want to look at him like, you jerk, you made me rub your gross feet and listen to you for an hour and a half. You didn't even tip. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Super Bowl Sunday is a big day for snackers. In fact, the Snack Food Association says most of us will eat twice as much chips, pretzels, and other favorites during the big game than we normally do during the year. Breaking it down by the numbers, that means nationally 11 million pounds of potato chips and 13.2 million pounds of guacamole. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brian Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, prosecutors are seeking the death penalty in a Belleville murder trial. 24-year-old Tiffany Hall is accused of killing Jamela Tunstall and the fetus she allegedly cut from the victim's womb. Hall remains uncharged in the drownings of Tunstall's three children, whose bodies were found in the washing machine and dryer of the family's East St. Louis apartment. Investigators say that Hall admitted drowning the children and hiding the bodies. Hall has pleaded not guilty to the charges of murdering Jamela Tunstall and her unborn child and is in jail on $5 million bond. A large Festus home was gutted by a morning fire yesterday. Emergency crews from all around the area were called into action at the home in the 10,000 block of Glen Oaks. The fire started just before noon. Firefighters say the owner of the home took hot ashes out of the fireplace, put them in a plastic case, and sat it on the wood porch, which caught fire. Investigators say the home is a total loss. No one was injured in the blaze. Finally this hour, organizers of Mardi Gras in Soulard are urging drivers to use the club. 19 cars were stolen in Soulard in the month of December. In response to the rash of carjackings, the city is selling the club at a reduced price. City residents can purchase the anti-auto theft device at City Hall for only $10. The Mardi Gras Grand Parade takes place on Saturday, February 17th. This WGNU News report is sponsored by Candy Bouquet at 620 North Skinker. Remember, flowers are nice, balloons are okay. For a lasting impression, send a Candy Bouquet. Phone 314-863-CANDY or visit CandyBouquet.com for a location near you. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather for your 7 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 at Maryville Center through Mason. Look for a disabled vehicle. Right lanes blocked us at Mason. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Slow traffic there. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for a slowdown there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB. You've got slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well. Northbound 270 at 44 in Big Bend, there's a little bit of a delay there. Eastbound 70 at 270 in St. Charles Rock Road, traffic's building there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 from Dorset into 70, look for a slowdown around the exit lanes of Highway 70. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge to Chain of Rocks, look for no delays there. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect no delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness today, high in the mid-20s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 10. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 20s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 10. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. Currently, we have 18 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 18 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, 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 air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
leaves our house. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air feels the brother. How is this man?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Look, congratulations to all of you all. If you haven't heard, let me be the first to tell you that as a result of all of the phone calls that you put out there, the calls that you made to Francis Slay's office, the calls that you made to the health department, the calls that you made about William Kincaid as the head of the health department who called African people the N-word at a staff meeting, because of what you did within hours of your phone calls. I mean, and y'all just blew the phones up. At one point, they had to turn the phones off. You blew the phones up because of your phone calls. Kincaid is no longer working the St. Louis Department of Health. Now, here's the thing, because folks think they slick. Yeah, he resigned, but what we got to watch for is that they don't slip him a contract to do some work for the city. That's the thing we got to keep our eye on. And that's why it's important to have someone like Lewis Reed as the president of the Board of Aldermen. Because you have to have folks watching the stuff that's brought before the Board of V&A. They're the ones that sign off on every moneyed thing. The aldermen have the budget. They have the ability to work the budget. But here's the thing. Here's the other piece of it. The final sign-off is at the Board of E&A. And who are the three people that have the vote on that? Francis Slay, Jim Shrewsbury, and Darlene Green. How do you think Jim Shrewsbury is going to vote on that issue? Huh. We need to make certain that this guy doesn't get any contracts from the city. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the wake-up call with my friend Liz Brown.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Looking for time made just for you. Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed, have some questions adults just can't seem to answer, there is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the Central of Luanga Center.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get up, get to me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I'm just thinking about all of the amazing things that have happened this week, what this says for our upcoming year in 2008. It's only February. I'm already talking about moving folks to 2008, but we got to. What you did yesterday with Dr. William Kincaid was remarkable. What you did on Tuesday with over 1,000 of you turning out for a school board meeting is remarkable. It's remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable. So these are going to be some amazing times. Amazing times. And I'm looking at what is happening in D.C., this trial of Scooter Libby, while you may be, you know, thinking that, whatever, with this trial. But some people are saying, some people are theorizing, some people are kind of drawing the conclusion that, what happens in this Libby trial, the testimony that's coming out of this Libby trial, it may give folks the grounds for impeachment. Yeah, that's what some folks are writing out here. Consider this. The testimony of Cheney's former spokeswoman, Dick Cheney's former spokeswoman, Who is it? Kathy Martin, a Harvard-educated lawyer who still works at the White House. And she is a sophisticated, top-level White House insider. And she speaks specifically to the depravity of this administration during the trial of Scooter Libby. Check this out. During the trial of Scooter Libby, Kathy Martin explained how she, Scooter Libby, and Deputy National Security Advisor Steve Hadley worked late into the night writing a statement that was going to be issued by George Tenet. They wrote the statement, right? And in this statement, George Tenet would take the blame for the bogus claim in Bush's State of the Union address. That, you know, which bogus, I mean, I know, I need to narrow it down. Which bogus claim was it? That Iraq was seeking nuclear material in Africa. They knew it was a lie. And they knew they couldn't let the lie land at the feet of George W. Bush. So they wrote the statement that where Tenet agreed to say that the CIA approved the claim and I am responsible. And Kathy Martin, who testified at Scooter Libby's trial, she wanted Tenet to say, we did not express any doubt about Niger. Now, Tenet, after falling on the sword, was later awarded the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So ask yourself this question. Impeachment involves high crimes and misdemeanors. So, high crimes and misdemeanors. So, now remember, this is testimony during Scooter Libby's trial that Kathy Martin stayed up late at night with Scooter Libby and National Security Advisor Steve Hadley to craft the bogus claim, no, craft the statement that the CIA director would take the fall for the bogus claim in Bush's State of the Union address saying that Iraq was seeking nuclear materials in Africa. It was a lie. So what else, how much more of a high crime and misdemeanor can you get, can you be, than crafting a statement to deceive Congress and this is on the floor of Congress. You've crafted a statement to deceive us about the reasons that we are going to war. Is there any more of a higher crime and a higher misdemeanor than that? Particularly if you take into account that the Constitution gives the Congress, not the President, the exclusive power to declare war. And deceiving the representatives who make the decision of, according to the Constitution, of whether we should go to war. If you've lied to them to get them to agree to go to war, and you are the President of the United States, is there a higher crime and misdemeanor than that? And that is the information and the evidence that is coming out of this trial of Scooter Libby. You know, it's kind of like everything. It's kind of like the worldview that you need to have. We will never know how the actions that we engage in today are tied to the future that we have tomorrow. We will never know that. Not all of the future. Because a lot of times we don't even remember what we did 6 weeks ago and that got us to this place 6 weeks forward. Even though the Democrats are saying impeachment is not on the table, I believe that the actions that are taking place today will make impeachment inescapable. Will make impeachment inescapable. While we showed up over 1,000 strong on Tuesday to show the state that, you know what? No. No. You're not taking over our schools. We don't know the full ramifications of that. It's just like when you drop a pebble in a lake. You see the ripples leaving where the pebble hit the water. But you never see it when it hits the shore. But hit the shore does. You don't know what happens when it hits the shore. But something does happen. That's why we have to keep the fight on. That's why we have to continue to engage. We've got to keep dropping our pebbles into the lake until we have a tsunami hitting the shore. We got to keep dropping pebbles, our pebbles, in the lake until we have a tsunami hitting the shore. And you may not be here to see it, but you got to know that something is going to happen, that something does happen. What is happening with this Scooter Libby trial, I believe, is the pebble in the lake that is going to get us to the tsunami of the impeachment. The pebble in the lake of what we did. There was lots of pebbles. It was over 1,200 pebbles in the lake. We dropped in the lake on Tuesday. It will get us to the shore of no state takeover and taking back our school district. Yes, it will. Yes, it does. Yes, it must. Do you hear me? Are you feeling me? Well, we must continue on. And to that end, don't forget that there's a meet and greet for Lewis Reed, our next president of the Board of Aldermen, tomorrow. I like to plan your day. You know me, that's my job. I plan your days. So, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, come on down to the White House. That's Irene J. Smith's office right there at Union and 70. 12 o'clock, you can meet Lewis Reed. Grab your yard signs, grab your bumper stickers, grab your coasters, grab everything that you need. And then after you finish with that, come on down. 1 o'clock, there's an extraordinary panel discussion moderated by Bonita Canute, anchor person from Channel 2. I'm going to be on the panel. Rita Days is going to be on the panel. A member from DESE is going to be on the panel. A member from the Black Leadership Roundtable is going to be on the panel. School board member Ron Jackson. Have you ever seen a gathering of that many different voices to discuss the St. Louis public schools? That's going to be at the New Sunny Mount Missionary Baptist Church. That is on West Florissant and Shreve, starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Busy day ahead. Much business to tend to. I'm Liz Brown, taking a break. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 at Reeves Barracks and Union. Look for an accident reported on the Union exit, so expect slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 at 141 in Mason. Look for a right lane block due to obstruction on the roadway. MoDOT's removing some metal from the right lane, so stop and go. Eastbound 78, Highway K through 79. Look for some delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. Look for a slowdown there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Look for a slowdown as well. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge from 3rd Street. You can expect a bit of a slowdown as they're hitting their brakes. Westbound 64 at 15th Street into the 5570 merge that's starting to build. Northbound Route 3 is slow at the top of that ramp. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Eastbound 70 from 270 to St. Charles Rock Road is moving well. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley. Look for some delays. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for some delays on the 70 exit lanes. And westbound 270 from the Canal Bridge through Chain of Rocks, it's looking like it's starting to have a slowdown there as well. That is a look at this hour's traveling. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness today, high in the mid-20s, mostly clear this evening, a low around 10. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 20s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. Currently, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 18 with clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Riveting Radio with Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks automatic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Automatic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. 9 o'clock hour, we have a brand new kickoff show, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're going to talk about alternative, holistic medicine. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the medicine that makes you whole. And a guest that we're going to have in that very first show is Kenneth Bach. Kenneth Bach is the president of the ACAM, the American College for Advancement in Medicine. It's all about integrative medicine, alternative medicine. He's going to be the guest in the kickoff show of Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Oh, we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Then at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined by my guest, David Zirin. He's an author and a columnist. Going to be talking about the fact that we have two Africans coaching the Super Bowl this Sunday. What does it mean? How did we get there? What is the NFL really doing with putting more African coaches in the NFL? How about the lawsuit by Johnny Cochran on this issue? All of that and so much more in the 8 o'clock hour with my guest, David Zirin. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. And there are two reporters. This is interesting. Because of what we did yesterday, William Kincaid, the head of the health department, was removed. Because he called African people the N-word at a staff meeting, y'all. At a staff meeting. You all made the calls. You called and called and called and called and called. Francis Slay's office, you called and called and called and called and called the health department. And within hours, it was by before 2 o'clock, he was removed from his office. We did that, and it was, and one of the reasons that happened is because the story was brought to you. We were able to bring the story to you. Okay, Irene J. Smith and myself were able to bring that story to you. That's important. That's critical. So I'm looking at this story coming out of New York about how the military is now trying to stop two reporters from being embedded with them because of the story that they told. With the right information, people can make the right decision. You all did that yesterday. Check this out about what's happening in New York. There was a story that was written. It was an intimate story about the death of Staff Sergeant Hector Lagia. And it was a story that was released by the Times, the New York Times. And it was a story that was released in the Monday editions, and this Monday edition of the New York Times. The story followed Staff Sergeant Hector Lagia and his platoon on Hafia Street in Baghdad, as part of the American-Iraqi effort on January 24th to clear out militia fighters. Lagia was shot in the head, possibly by a sniper, perhaps accidentally by soldiers on the street. So the Times ran this story. And the Times included as part of this story a photograph of Lagia, who was 27 years old, being carried away on a stretcher. Now, on the online version of this story, a 5-minute video accompanied the story. And Lagia was actually talking on camera on the online story that the Times ran. And he was talking about his unit's early morning efforts in that early morning. Then the camera later captured the soldier's discovery that he had been shot. The camera captured his fellow soldiers' frantic efforts to save Ligia. And the cameras captured the soldiers' frantic efforts to recover the equipment left behind when Ligia fell. Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Hector Ligia fell. And once he was wounded, Ligia was not clearly visible on the video. Now, this is the story that the New York Times posted on their, they had a written story and then they posted this video by it. And the military said that your status as embedded journalist, they are being suspended by the Army Corps. Now think about that. Again, you all did what you all did yesterday because the news, we reported it. The only news entity, the only show, the only people that told you that story about William Kincaid yesterday. We told you that story. 24 hours ago today, almost to the very minute, we reported that story on Eye in the Loop. Okay? Do you hear me? Think of what would be happening right now if we were told we couldn't tell you stories like that. What's happening right now in the New York Times is the military is saying you are no longer welcome, because that's the only way that a reporter can get a story in Iraq, is you have to be embedded with the military. Now, the Pentagon is not answering repeated requests to address this issue. But the fact of the matter is that this story captured the loyalty of the soldiers, the loyalty of these soldiers to their leader, the nitty-gritty challenges of facing the U.S. military in Iraq. And what does this say to other reporters? That you can't, if these reporters are removed from being embedded for putting this story out here. Now, there are people from the town where Hector, Staff Sergeant Hector Ligia, live. They say the family was upset by the story and the video that accompanied it. It doesn't matter how graphic it was, it's just you're taking them there. Okay, I understand that. But here's the tricky dick piece of this. The military is saying that the reason why the reporters are no longer welcomed and being embedded with the soldiers is because they violated the rule that the family was not notified, but the family was notified that the story, and the family did know that their son had passed before this story ran. And all of this, again, the pebbles in the lake, you know. The military is now concerned that and just like Boy George is concerned, that the bloom is off the rose. I guess more accurately, people aren't scared. This election changed a whole lot of things. The majority shift in the House and the Senate changed a lot of things. Now the military is concerned that all of propaganda that was coming out, that everything is good, everybody's in love, all of that, that the propaganda will stop, that the propaganda has now stopped. And so now the military, in response to that, is starting to say, you know what, you can't report. This administration wants the reporters to report that the troops are making progress. How are you going to report that if you take all the reporters out? 1-877-920-WGNU. The Times, the New York Times, is saying, we don't think our journalists have been suspended, but the military is saying, yes, they have. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again at letstalk17.com. You can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call, Marie.
Hi, Liz. Last night I was flipping channels and I flipped the C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary Clinton is one of the inquisitors on one of these committees interviewing this guy that's supposed to be taking over as the chief of staff of the military. I forget his last name. I think it starts with an S. As much as I'm disenchanted with her these days, I will have to give her credit that she asks very hard-hitting questions as far as troop support, the non-existent protection, lack of military, and she kept hammering at all these questions, and believe it or not, this guy came off like a total dodo bird. You would think, at his high rank, he would have all those answers. And he kept going back saying, I'll have to check out, as of this point, I can say, I'll guarantee it. He was tap dancing all over the place, and I said, this is one pathetic mess. You have the military that's ill-prepared, but just to get that job, he's going to dance around all the answers.
Well, I think Marie, the point that you're making about, and the quote that you're giving us about, I'll personally guarantee, that is an outrageous statement.
Yes.
That is an frightening statement. So, and also a continuation of the philosophy that has come down from Bush's White House that, trust me, don't ask me any questions. Don't ask me for any specifics.
Right.
Don't ask me for any details. Just trust me and know that I'm going to do the right thing. Next question.
And the politicians are expected to go ahead and give them a yes vote as far as insurgency. You know, I mean, the big surge, that's the word. And I'm saying, on that little bit of information, you're supposed to vote yes to commit all these thousands of troops.
But dig this, Maria. That's what they've been doing for the last 6 years.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly what they've been doing for the last 6 years.
The Democrats there start getting some backbone. That's all I can say.
And there's there's one more thing that concerns me that shows that they may not be getting the backbone, even though they have the wind at their back. You know, the minimum wage bill passed in the House, right?
Right.
The minimum wage is now passed out of the Senate. But in the Senate, they attached all these $1 billion of tax breaks to businesses. And the reason that Harry Reid said we're going to attach all these business breaks is because we didn't want to filibuster in the Senate. Let the Republicans filibuster a minimum wage.
Right.
Let them do it, because every county in the state of Missouri voted for a minimum wage increase. America wants that. Now, why are the Democrats too scared to let the Republicans filibuster a minimum wage increase?
Right, right. Well, I tell you, people need to tune in to C-SPAN and see the lengthy inquiries instead of these sound bites.
There you go.
On Fox and everywhere, you know, slanting the news.
There you go.
And I also would like to recommend Free Speech TV and Link TV.
Absolutely.
It's only where you're going to get the truth.
Absolutely.
Networks do not tell you.
And that's for people, though, Marie, that can afford cable.
Right.
Unfortunately, yeah. For the people that can afford cable. Thank you, Marie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget, I'm planning your life, trying to plan your life tomorrow, full day. Of course, the International Urban Institute will be meeting at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor to get the business done. And then at 12 o'clock at the White House there, I'm talking about Union and 70, Irene J. Smith's office. We will have the North Side office opening meeting and greeting for Lewis Reed. Go on down there, get your signs, get your buttons, get your stickers, get your coasters, get your banners, get everything that you need. You need some signs for your businesses for Lewis Reed? Get on down there to the open house meet and greet of Lewis Reed starting at 12 o'clock to, I believe it's 3 o'clock at the White House there at Irene J. Smith's office at Union and 70. Cross on over 70 and you'll just see it right there. Look for all the Lewis Reed signs because they've been codified. Then at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a wonderful panel discussion. And I dare say that there's never been a discussion quite like this with this many people, these groups of people on the panel. And the group discussion is about St. Louis Public Schools and Education. It's going to be moderated by Bonita Canute. She's going to be the moderator. You know her. She's a news anchor from a Channel 2 News. We have Rita Days, Senator Rita Days, who's representing, of course, the legislative side of this. We have a member from DESE that is going to be on the panel. We also have a member from the John Moten from the Black Leadership Roundtable is going to be on the panel. I'm going to be on the panel, and Ron Jackson is going to be on the panel. This starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the New Sunnymount Missionary Baptist Church. You need to come on out to that discussion. You need to come on out to that discussion because it's going to be an opportunity for you to hear from all kinds of every single view is represented on this panel. I'm really quite amazed at this when you think about it. Legislatively, we have the Black Leadership Roundtable who got us to this place. DESE that is talking about making a decision about this. I'm on there, and I've been covering this story for 4 years, over 100 hours of time dedicated, radio time dedicated to this issue. I've been covering this for 4 years. You have a school board member on this panel that is saying, vote for me, and then when I get there, I'm going to eliminate my job. He's going to be on there. Oh, it's going to be a great discussion. It's going to be a great discussion. That's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2:30 at the New Sunnymount Missionary Baptist Church. That's right there at West Florissant and Shreve. West Florissant and Shreve. That's a New Sunnymount Missionary Baptist Church. It's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Irene J. Smith's office with the Lewis Reed open house that's going on. Oh, we have much business to tend to. Much, much, much. And that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. You are on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I've got a comment about the Democrat Party. I really wish people would not say Democratic Party, but instead say the Democrat Party, because I'm looking at the definition of Democratic, and it says believing in practicing the equality of all people. Well, they don't care a thing about the unborn, so really they really shouldn't be called the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. And what should the Republicans be called if we're going to be telling the truth? And I agree with this, Michelle. I think that we should call the parties for what they are. And I think given the reputation and the history and the actions and the energies of the Republican Party, we should call them the Party of Death. We should call them the Party of Thieves. We should call them the Party of Liars. Well, and let me know, I always have examples. I always have examples to support what I'm saying. This is not just an opinion like that flies out of your mouth and off the top of your head. This is an accurate statement based upon the evidence that's in front of us. Okay, you call them the Party of Death because 600,000 Iraqis have died in Iraq as a result of the lies told by this administration to get this country into an occupation and war. That's the Party of Death. This is the Party of Death because, this is the Party of Lies because we have at the top of your food chain Boy George, who lied to get us into this war. This is the party of crime because we have, how about the Dukester? We've had the most amazing convictions of crime against Congress people, Republican Congress people, in the history of this country. This man put a list of what you had to pay him to get favors on congressional letterhead. And how does the Republican Party respond to the fact that the Justice Department got a conviction on Randy Duke Cunningham because he committed crimes? He confessed after his conviction. How does this party, the party of the Republicans, respond to a conviction of a man who sullied the United States Congress with his thievery? Alberto Gonzalez fires the Attorney General.
It is time for us to use our
that got the conviction. You're the party of crime. You're the party of cover-up. You're the party of death. You're the party of lies. So you want to talk about Democrat, Democratic, tomato, tomato? Hell
Handle your own business and describe your own party for what it is. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I ain't done here. I'll be back with Dave Zirin talking about the Super Bowl tomorrow and the two coaches that are going to be in it. Stay with me.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. This is going to be a big cleanup day across central Florida after strong storms, some creating tornadoes, ripped a deadly path across the region. There are reports of numerous fatalities. Milton Hill is Director of Emergency Management Services for Sumter County.
We got a lot of debris down, a lot of power lines down, a lot of trees down, and a lot of houses are damaged.
Volusia County was also heavily damaged. It happens every time this year.
Will we have winter or will we have spring? Governor's Knob, I see no shadow today. I predict early spring.
The festivities in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where the groundhog there, Phil, did not see a shadow. Well, maybe Phil should talk to the folks at the National Weather Service. They say El Nino, the phenomenon that's responsible for warmer than winter, than usual winter weather this year, has come and gone. It's on its way out.
El Nino is weakening significantly over the past 2 weeks, and it looks like it's going to continue to weaken now for the rest of the winter.
Louis Osicelli with the National Weather Service. A report on global warming out this week by a group of scientists meeting in Paris says the phenomenon is real, it's underway, and it's all in all likelihood caused by humans.
I think anyone who would continue to risk inaction on the basis of the evidence presented here will one day in the history books be considered irresponsible.
Hakeem Steiner with the UN's climate panel. Turner Broadcasting has apologized for a guerrilla marketing campaign that left Boston in a panic this week, and the company says it will pay for the cost of removing those little illuminated signs officials thought might be a terrorist plot. ABC's Ron Claiborne.
Local officials say they incurred more than $1 million in costs responding to this prank. Turner Broadcasting has now said they will reimburse city officials in this area for that. The prankster themselves, they are out on $2,500 bail, and it has been learned that they were paid all of $300 to do this.
This is ABC News.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Junkie's salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa. My casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway furniture available at samsclub.com.
Attention ex-cons, bad seeds, and certain professional athletes. Allow us to introduce Office Max Impress, an exciting new way to improve your image with high-quality print and document services inside your local Office Max store. That's right, spam purveyors, player haters, and men with limp handshakes. Office Max Impress can do custom binding, color printing, large quantity print jobs, whatever it takes to change perceptions of you, lickety-split. So cheer up, loan sharks, card sharks, and shark sharks, because Office Max Impress can turn your image problem into an image solution.
A famous author is being sued over a movie made from one of his books. Best-selling author Clive Cussler is being sued for the book Sahara. Apparently, anybody who saw, or at least one person who saw the book, is claiming he was duped into paying millions for the book's film rights. He's a guy who made it into a movie because he says the author inflated his book sales to $100 million when it's really more like $35 million. And now he says they're going to have to settle this thing in court. We hear a lot about the dangers of anorexia and bulimia, but researchers at Harvard Medical School say the biggest problem facing the United States as far as eating disorders is binge eating. In fact, it is so common that almost 3.5% of all American women and 2% of all American men, these researchers say, will suffer from binge eating at some point in their lives. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, school officials are investigating an incident where a Metro East teacher allegedly used a racial slur in class. Bell Valley South teacher Peggy Gasperich was reportedly trying to quiet her class when she used the word. Leroy Crisp, whose son was part of the class in question, contacted the teacher and the school district to complain about the incident. Crisp plans to discuss his concerns with administrators in the near future. A stolen car crashed and burned last night after a police chase. Police say a gray sedan was reported stolen yesterday and was spotted by officers. The driver sped away on Utah and crashed into two parked cars. The other cars were heavily damaged and the stolen car caught fire. Police say the suspected car thief was taken into custody. They say it was not a high-speed chase and that they were only closely following the stolen vehicle. Finally this hour, four quick-thinking teens are heroes after saving a couple from a house fire. Yesterday afternoon, the students saw the Manchester house was on fire and banged on the door to alert the residents. Charlie and Ruth Ann Jones and Ruth Ann's 93-year-old mother were not aware of the fire and were able to escape the home thanks to being alerted by the teens. West County firefighters put out the blaze after about an hour. The fire is being called accidental and was believed to be related to the home's fireplace. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your weather forecast and traffic for this hour. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason, and then again from Spady through McKnight. Look for some delays. Eastbound 70 at 270 in St. Charles Rock Road. It's got slow traffic going on there. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for slow traffic in the right exit lanes onto 70. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley. Look for some delays. Northbound 55 at Revis Barracks and Union. Look for some delays. Westbound 55 70 from 4th Street onto the PSB. That stall's been cleared at the entrance of the PSP. You're still going to see some delays. Northbound Route 3, that ramp at the top of the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for a slowdown there. Northbound 270 from Graboid through Big Bend. You've got some clutter going on around the 44 intersection. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for a slowdown. And eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some delays as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness today, high in the mid-20s this evening, mostly clear, low around 10 for Friday, or Saturday, partly cloudy skies. High in the lower 20s Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10 again. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high only in the upper 20s. Great day to watch the Super Bowl. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 18 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 19. Wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 9 right now. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
to you. You were born with house.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's a below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air to my brother. Help me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
citizenship. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. History is being made. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about two black coaches in the Super Bowl. What does it mean? Does it mean, is this a Black History Month moment? Does this say that we have overcome? Does this say keep hope alive? Or does it say hope don't live here? What does it say? What does it mean? Well, we're going to have that discussion with my guest, David Zirin, columnist and author, joining us from Washington, D.C. David, good morning.
Hey, great to be here, Liz.
It's always great to have you, David. So, sum it up in four words, the significance of... I won't limit your words. The significance of this.
Well, look, the significance is, I think, quite simple, actually. It's a tremendous accomplishment for the two coaches, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith, but it's an accomplishment achieved not because of the NFL, but in spite of the NFL. And the mere fact that we're having this conversation at all actually says something about the absolutely glacial progress that the NFL undertakes when it comes to actually hiring coaches of color.
And they're here about as a result of agitation on some form or in some way, and because of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lovie Smith, certainly that's the case. As recently as 2002, there were only two African-American head coaches in the NFL. Now that number is up to six. So like I said, if you want to say, hey, it's up 300%, you can do that.
But if you say two to six.
2 to 6 in a league that's 70% African-American. And frankly, the NFL coaching ranks look like the Harlem Globetrotters compared to the NCAA, where you have only 6 out of 117 NCAA D1 schools are led by African-American head coaches. I mean, it's really quite shocking. There have been only 8 African-American head coaches in the entire modern era. And you got really two different stories there with Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith. In Tony Dungy, you have someone who became an assistant head coach at the age of 25, I mean, a real prodigy with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it was always rumored that he was going to be, you know, the first African-American head coach every year. Well, one sports writer once told me a joke that when Tony Dungy died, on his tombstone it would say, "Here lies Tony Dungy, the future first African-American head coach in the NFL."
And how old is Tony Dungy today?
Oh, no, today he is in his he's 51.
And
51 years old.
And didn't the NFL just hire a 31-year-old head coach?
Yes, Monty Kiffin. Monty Kiffin's son, Lane Kiffin, to coach the Oakland A's. I mean, but Tony Dungy, I mean, it actually took him many years longer to get that first job. And when he got it, it was with the sorriest franchise in the history of the sport, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hold that thought. We've got to take a break. You can tend to your baby.
Oh.
And we will be back. I'm talking to David Zirin. He is a columnist and an author. We are talking about the Super Bowl Sunday. Two black coaches, two coaches of African descent, the NFL, and how we've gotten here. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is David Zirin, author of What's My Name, Fool, and columnist. And we're talking about the NFL race and the two coaches that are headed to the Super Bowl. David, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here, Liz.
And we were talking about how we got here.
How we got here. We were just talking about how the way that Tony Dungy had been passed over for years and years, and then finally got an opportunity with a team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that was almost beyond repair. And it's so interesting because oftentimes when African-American head coaches have gotten that opportunity, it's been with teams that needed far more than a good coach, but a whole change of attitude, like a hire of last resort. You think of Marvin Lewis with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, isn't there another way of looking at this, too, that it's setting people up for it to fail?
Right. And what's been so amazing, though, is that African-American head coaches, the few that have gotten the opportunity, have been the opposite of failure. It's interesting. It's like the old saw that, you know, to be an African-American, you have to be twice as good as your white competition to get an equal opportunity. That's been the case with African-American head coaches. Of a combined 50 seasons that they've coached, 29 times they've made the playoffs and have a lifetime winning percentage of .546.
And how does that compare to the white coaches?
Oh, my goodness. That's miles ahead. Out of every, say, 50 seasons, a white head coach would make the playoffs less than 50% of the time.
Mm.
So when you talk to African-American head coaches, it's not that they're, you know, like hatched on a planet where genius coaches live or anything. It's like they acknowledge that, yeah, they're driven by the fact that they know that their job security is far less than a white head coach.
And don't we also have to talk about the culture of racism within the NFL itself? I mean,
that's a very interesting subject matter, Liz, and it's something I've been trying to wrap my head around in a serious way. I mean, first of all, though, we were talking about how Lovie Smith got his job, and you know, the NFL is the only pro league where the owners are mandated by rule of law of the sport that they have to interview coaches of color. It's called the Rooney Rule, and it was only happened in 2002 when the late Johnny Cochran and his law partner Cyrus Mary threatened a mass discrimination lawsuit against the NFL, and to avoid that, they cut this deal. And, the Rooney Rule, the one good thing I'll say about it at this point is that Dan Rooney, who it's named after, the Pittsburgh Steelers, seems to be one of the few owners who actually lives it.
Mm.
He just hired a young African-American head coach named Mike Tomlin. And it's so interesting, Mike Tomlin, Lovie Smith, Herm Edwards, one of the things all these coaches have in common, African-American head coaches, is that they were all trained to one degree or another by Tony Dungy.
Mm.
So Tony Dungy has actually done more to train and develop African-American head coaches than the NFL and the Rooney Rule, let alone the NCAA.
And the Rooney Rule doesn't say you have to hire
you just have to sit in a room with them, which has led to some terribly theatrical productions.
But
African-American assistants come in and sit down for 10 minutes and then leave. And, you know, there was one year where a very good man who looks now like he'll never get a chance, named Sherm Lewis, who was a lead coordinator for the Green Bay Packers for years and years and years, and people would joke that, Sherm Lewis is coming. It must be Rooney Rule time.
Mm.
And just never taken seriously as having an opportunity. Now, but one of the things you raised, though, Liz, which is one of the things that I've honestly been trying to get my head around, is why is it that the NFL is so far behind, say, the NBA, for example, or other sports as well, or even Major League Baseball, which has its own horrible history of minority hiring, has started to loosen up a little bit. And it's like trying to get your head around that is difficult to comprehend. I mean, I don't know if it's
Is there more money in the NFL? Are there fewer teams in the NFL? Is that what it is? So it's a smaller white guy club?
That's the thing, though. It's not fewer. I mean, it's 32 teams in the NFL, 30 in the NBA. The NBA has roughly been around 50% the number of African American head coaches, and has been hiring African American head coaches since Bill Russell back in 1966. The first NFL African American head coach was in 1990. For goodness sakes.
So what is it? You're the sports expert. What is it?
Oh, it's such a tough question. I mean, the first, I was thinking about this in my head. The first thing I would say is, well, that's a question that should be posed to the NFL owners themselves.
But that would require introspection, honesty, and...
Yeah, I think what it has to do with, honestly, is the fact that because the NFL is such a huge sport, a $1 billion sport, team owners tend to be, it tends to be much more dynastic than, say, the NBA. You know, you can have in the NBA, you know, an old money group like the Perots, as in Ross Perot, who own the Dallas Mavericks, and they'll sell the team to a young upstart like Mark Cuban. And Mark Cuban, you know, is a younger dude. He's just trying to get the best possible team. They'll hire a man like Avery Johnson, and skin color is not going to be a consideration. In the NFL, it just seems much more clubby, much more country club, much more dynastic, much more, well, my grandfather, you know, Montgomery Burns wouldn't have hired a black man, therefore I'm not going to hire one either. And I think that there's a mentality where these guys don't know black people other than seeing them as the fodder on the field, so to speak, the collateral damage.
Do we see a difference, David, in how sportscasters and sports announcers assess players in football and basketball? Because we know that you know, one is talent, one is a mental. Do we see, is there a difference in assessing football players and basketball players from the media?
Mm.
Is that different too?
Now, you see, I think in both cases you get a lot of the old saw stereotypes about, you know, oh, look at the great athletic skill, and not at all looking at the hard work or the mental acumen that goes into what makes a good player in either of those sports.
So that's across the board. That hasn't changed.
I don't think, I mean, it's only changed, I would argue, in a superficial political correctness way. Like, you're not going to hear Billy Packer anymore on for college basketball on CBS talk about how a player has, like, the, wow, he must have been born with this great athletic ability. Look at him. He's like a panther out there, you know. Like, you know, they've kind of gotten the memo that that's not exactly okay. Look at that little monkey go. You know, they've gotten beyond that. But what they haven't gotten beyond is understanding, and anybody who's ever done any kind of coaching knows this, the amount of mental and physical preparation that goes into being a star athlete.
And you wrote about in a column, Crossroads Race and Coaching in the NFL. You talk about a book written by Anthony Pryor,
yes.
A Slave System on Sunday. You
yes.
talk about what he told you about how deep the culture of white supremacy is. What did he say to you?
Well, Anthony Pryor is a former NFL player. He played with the Vikings and the Jets, and he self-published this book, which was able to make quite a stir. And one of the things that Anthony Pryor talks about is the degree to which that there is a literally like a master-slave mentality that infects a lot of teams, like the way players are treated by ownership, the way they're discouraged from fraternizing with even either black and white teammates or interracial dating even. The way that he heard Southern African-American players call their coach boss, as if it's an old-time plantation mentality. And the way that he would see white head coaches just literally dress down players. These are 30-year-old men with kids and mortgages, and dressing them down as if they're no more than pieces of meat. And I'll tell you this, I wrote this in my most recent piece about the Super Bowl here. I'm far more impressed with Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith, not because of their pigmentation, but because neither of them come from the Bobby Knight school of coaching, where it's about yelling and humiliating your players. Neither of them swear. Neither of them raise their voice. They treat their charges like fellow men, not like millionaire juvenile delinquents. The best Tony Dungy story is that every year at training camp, he gets in front of his players and he says, in barely a whisper, he says, I want you to listen to what I'm saying right now, because this tone of voice is exactly as loud as I'm going to speak to you all season. And because of that, because he talks softly, people listen to what he has to say.
And going back to how the media deals with this, and you know, okay, they've gotten away from calling people, removing players from a human existence and putting them into an animal form, African players, that is.
Yeah.
What about the issue of this issue of race with this Super Bowl and these two coaches? How are the writers out there dealing with this? Are they ignoring it, or are they...
No, it's a cause for celebre story, but my problem with it...
Well, hold that thought. We got to take a break.
You know, it drives me nuts after the break.
Yes. We're talking to David Zirin, author of What's My Name, Fool? And we're talking about this, what's coming up this Sunday, two African coaches in the Super Bowl. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant. Before that accident's been cleared at West Florissant. Traffic is easing by now. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for traffic easing there. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street on the Poplar Street Bridge. Stall's been cleared at the entrance to the PSB, so expect delays to be minimal at best. Eastbound 70 from K through 79 looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 is starting to clear off all the way to Big Bend. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. Look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound 5570. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for no delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's rolling well into the landing. And eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge into Timberlake Manor is starting to move quite nicely. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness, high in the mid-20s this evening, low around 10 under clear skies. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 20s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 10. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. Currently, we have 19 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 19 as well with the wind chill that makes it feel like it's 10. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. That's 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Don't miss the Sloan Ranger program later today on WGNU. Coming up in the 6 p.m. hour, Lloyd talks to Christy Hutchins, who's living the nightmare of all eminent domain cases. That, plus a little history, a little trivia, your calls, and more with Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger. 5 till 7 tonight on AM 920 WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour, joining us from Washington, D.C., is David Zirin. He's an author of, the author of What's My Name, Fool. He's also a columnist. David, so what drives you crazy?
What drives me crazy is the way that this has become the story of the Super Bowl, but it's discussed in a way to say, look how much progress the NFL has made, including some reporters, or columnists, I should say, even writing, well, why do we even need the Rooney Rule anymore? Yeah, look at this. This is progress in the flesh. We don't need to be talking about this anymore. And my concern is that it's going to be used as a cover for the fact that the NFL is not making the kind of progress it needs to. And let me give you an example of what I mean, because this has not been a story at all. But this offseason, like every offseason, there was the typical kind of revolving door of coaches where, you know, about a third of the league overturns their coaching staffs and whatnot. Several of the teams, Atlanta Falcons being one example, Arizona Cardinals being an example, blatantly disregarded the Rooney Rule, didn't interview any coaches of color, and it didn't make news in the media. They weren't fined for this. As recently as 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, Matt Millen, who's the general manager of the Detroit Lions, He hired Steve Mariucci without interviewing any coaches of color. He got a huge fine. There was a huge media brouhaha. You know, all this yin-yang about it. Yet, this year, I mean, just blatant disregard for the rule.
And who is supposed to enforce it? What are the enforcement components?
Well, it's supposed to be enforced through the NFL office, through the commissioner's office. And these rules of enforcement are supposed to range from anything from serious fines to even the giving up of draft picks for the team. I mean, the idea was that this would have some serious teeth, yet this, it's ironic because the very offseason where more than any other since 2002, I have seen the Rooney Rule just blatantly disregarded. That same offseason, you also see the ascendancy of these two great men, and then it's used as a cover to not discuss this broader problem.
When we look at the at Dungy and Levy, I mean, how much do they get paid compared to other coaches? Is there a disparity there?
Well, Levy is the lowest paid coach in the NFL.
Why?
Well, the main reason is that the Chicago Bears ownership is notoriously cheap. That's the number one reason. They tend not to want to pay people. And to the point of which it was almost looking like Lovie Smith was going to leave right after the Super Bowl and sign with the Dallas Cowboys. Now that looks like that's not going to happen because of just the how horrible that would look, you know, a Super Bowl coach leaving the team because of lack of payment. And this is only Lovie Smith's second year as coach. His first year, last year, he was coach of the year in the NFL. So he really hasn't been paid his due there.
Well, and again, can we make a point that, or can we draw a conclusion that he's being treated this way because of his race, or is he being treated this way because this is how Chicago treats all of his coaches?
This is how Chicago treats all of its coaches in this particular case. There's no evidence to say that they would, I mean, it seems like they would be just as penurious. No matter what the color of his skin. But I think what they've realized, too, is that it would be a PR nightmare if they kick him to the curb.
And we also have the history of Chicago with the threats of the NAACP and others in trying to get these coaches hired.
Sure. That's certainly the case. It's an ugly story, top to bottom. The best thing I'll say about Dungy and his relationship with Indianapolis is that Dungy was a rehire. You know, that he coached Tampa Bay. That job ran its course, and much to the despair of his players, actually. One of the fascinating things was the year after Dungy left Tampa Bay, they won the Super Bowl, and it was amazing to see how many of his players in the post-game celebration gave him love and gave him a shout-out.
Mm.
And that's actually unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yeah.
Usually when you leave, I mean, you might as well be RIP 6 feet under. You know, it's like, don't speak of them, you know. But that wasn't the case. There was just a lot of love for him. And then when he was rehired by Indianapolis, he was hired by a good team with a lot in the cupboard. You know, the cupboard was not there. It was Peyton Manning was there. I mean, they had a very good team. And so that, to more than anything, has represented progress in this last decade. But once again, I mean, this progress that we talk about in the NFL, it is so glacial in pace.
And you also make a point in your column about how some of the other sports writers out there are even going so far as, boy, I'm glad that Lovey and Dungy aren't talking about this race thing. They're so above talking about this race thing.
Yeah, that's the Associated Press. Nancy Amdor is the writer, and it was so striking to me that this was like the first column put out. Like, literally, the sweat was not even dried on the heads of the players after Indianapolis beat New England, leading to this Lovie Smith, Tony Dungy Super Bowl. And she's writing that these guys made it without whining, you know, without complaining about their lot in life. And I'm just like, what is this, 1920, for goodness sakes?
Boy, that just, you know, that just makes you, and this is a woman sports writer. This is a female sports writer.
It's almost, the irony is almost too much to bear, because obviously the same people that would have shut the door in her face a generation ago are still shutting the door in the face of the Dungies and the Lovie Smiths of this world.
And truth be told, they're shutting the door in her face, too.
Yeah, absolutely, to this day. That's a very correct point. I mean, it's amazing. It's still an issue about women reporters getting access to players.
Now, do we have the same type of attitudes from football players as we do from basketball players, from the perspective of basketball players, African basketball players wanting black coaches or speaking about black coaches, black football players speaking about wanting black coaches, assistant coaches, head coaches? Do we have that dynamic in either one of the sports?
Well, you get instances where players speak out about it, and they tend to get eviscerated by the media when they do. The best example of that this past year was when Kansas City Chiefs, their star running back is a man named Larry Johnson, and Larry spoke this year about the fact that he was very happy with Coach Herm Edwards, saying that he tends to really like being coached by an African-American. And, you know, to me, it seems like a very reasonable statement to make, and frankly, a courageous statement to make, because as I wrote in my piece, that's the only place way I really see change coming. It's if more players speak out and say, hey, we're tired of this atmosphere where it's like white coaches, black players. We want to feel like the ceiling of our ability to advance in this league is not, you know, does not end when our career ends. And that's a very reasonable thing for them to put forward. And so this Larry Johnson, though, was really, really treated harshly by the media when he made this statement.
Well, what did they say?
They said that it was, first of all, they said that it was racist. I mean, this is a very common saw by the sports media. And this has happened to me as well, like comments about my own writing. Is the quickest way to be called a racist is not to say something racist, but to say something about racism. You say something about racism, you point something out about the way that white supremacy or prejudice plays its way out in the world of sports. People say, oh, look at you, you're drawing it to, you're the one fanning the flames, you're this, you're that. As if standing up in a theater and yelling fire is akin to lighting a match.
Mm. Let me get to a caller or two here. Bob, you have a question for my guest, David Zirin.
Oh, yes, good morning to you and your guest. And it's awesome that you got him on because 2 Sundays ago when the game was over, right after they won, it hit me. I said, hey, I had some guys over. I said, hey, they got 2 black coaches that's going to the Super Bowl. And I said, you know, I was talking to some guys. I said, I bet you there's going to be some white supremacists that's not going to watch the game because of it. My question to you is 2 questions. One, do you think that's true, that it'd be some racist people that won't watch it because of the black coaches? And 2, you always hear a Caucasian saying, well, the blacks are kicking over all the sports. How long do you think it'll be before there'll be a black head coach in hockey? Thank you, sir.
David.
I'm not going to speak to hockey. I hope that's okay. Yeah, I think that the most recent ratings for hockey were slightly below than a test pattern. So, I just, you know, I'm not going to speak to hockey. As for the ratings, I mean, that's a truth we'll tell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we'll all find out on Monday what the ratings were.
And we also have Prince at halftime.
I thought that was amazing. I mean, I don't even know how that happens, but you know, especially after the whole Janet Jackson gate, because if Janet showed you a nipple, I mean, I don't even know what Prince is going to show you. Prince is going to show you all kinds of things.
And we have 2 African coaches.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't watch the games, I'll be watching this one. And I think that what they're going to see, like they do with all kinds of things when you put something like this in front of people, that the ratings are going to go through the roof because more black folks, more people of color who have never watched the game before, never paid any attention to it, are going to be sitting in front of their television sets because of that.
Yeah, and I also think in a lot of ways the Super Bowl is kind of is bulletproof in so many ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it is probably, except for maybe the finals of American Idol, the only in our world of 5,000 television stations, it's one of the last unifying events.
And I think that they will break records this season. I think that they will break records this season because of this.
I think you might be right. It'll be very interesting to see. Although I think Prince might cause a stroke or two in the viewing audience if he does what I think he's going
to
do.
Let me get to another caller or two. Sam, you have a question for my guest, David Zirin.
Yes, I do. And good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask him, Ray Rhodes became the coach. And for some odd reason, I don't know if it was a health reason, but I know all of a sudden he just disappeared from the Green Bay Packers. And you could allow a Mike Ditka to be with the Saints for 3 years and stink up the place and didn't get nothing accomplished down there. Warren Moon, the only quarterback, the first African quarterback to be in the Hall of Fame, and Doug Williams, the only quarterback who won the Super Bowl and then get shelved after the following season. Thank you.
Let me let David comment on that.
Well, Doug Williams has shown himself to be a terrific college coach. But, I mean, having to coach for an HBCU, and I know that's his privilege to coach at Grambling, but he's had that history of doing that. But at the same time, I mean, I think in other sports, when you have someone like a Doug Williams or like a Warren Moon, like take the NBA, for example, the way Magic Johnson got a head coaching job with no experience, why did he get the job? Because he was Magic Johnson. Mm. Same with Larry Bird. You know, I think Warren Moon, I mean, just on the basis of his accomplishments, it should have been like, of course, Warren Moon, give him a clipboard. Let's make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't happen in the NFL in the same kind of way. Doug Williams, oh, my goodness, Doug Williams. What 10,000 extra people in the stands. Let's do it. Boom, boom, boom. But it just doesn't happen that way in the NFL. And it's a source of frustration for a lot of us who want to be able to watch a sport with, you know, and leaving actually the racism at the door. But when we're reminded of it every time we look at the sidelines, it becomes a very difficult thing to stomach.
I'm talking to David Zirin, author of What's My Name, Foo? And we're talking about two black coaches and the Super Bowl. We're talking about the NFL. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Graham. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week, join me, Randy Graham, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. GNU, woof.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We don't need no more trouble.
back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My guest this hour is David Zirin, author, columnist. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about the NFL. We're talking about two African coaches in the Super Bowl this Sunday. And we're talking to you all. Let's get to some more of your calls here. Bill, you have a question for my guest, David Zirin.
Yes, comment. My comment is about the influence of the old All-American Football League Conference. Move to the West Coast and bring it up to the modern era. I always fell in love with Bill Walsh with the 49ers organization because they always practice what they preached in hiring black assistant coaches. And further, the 49ers were the first organization to have two of their assistant coaches to go on to become head coaches, and both of them were American, African-Americans, Ray Rose and Dennis Green.
Okay,
speak to that, please.
Okay, thank you for your call.
That's a really interesting lead, and I promise you I didn't know the caller who called in, because one of the things that made the San Francisco 49ers different is that they hired Dr. Harry Edwards as an advisor to deal with both community relations and minority hiring.
They hired an African person to speak to this issue.
Yes, and not more merely an African person, but with a preeminent sports sociologist in the United States. Dr. Harry Edwards, he was the organizer of the Olympic Project for Human Rights in 1968, the author of Revolt of the Black Athlete, preeminent Berkeley professor for decades, and the 49ers, led by Eddie DeBartolo, who's since been very discredited for his business practices and was stripped of ownership of the team, was actually someone who was quite progressive, not only in hiring Dr. Harry Edwards, but he was famous for just treating his players beautifully, whether they had injuries, personal problems, illnesses in their family. And, you know, if that's a crook, I'll take that over a snake any day.
Fact. And when we talk about coaches versus assistant coaches in the NFL. Same type of legacy, same type of record?
Well, this is one of the frustrating things is that you've seen advances, serious advancements, in the expansion of African-American assistant coaches over the last decade. Yet that has not coincided with a commensurate rise of African-American head coaches in the same kind of way. And I'm nervous that you're going to see, remember we talked about Sherm Lewis, the former coordinator of the Packers, now he was the yearly interview until he was too old to do it anymore. And I'm nervous that we're having developing a new generation of Sherm Lewis's. I'm thinking of people like Mike Singletary, who was the leader of the 86 Bears, who's been an assistant for numerous years, and is now, interestingly, an assistant with the 49ers. I'm thinking of people like Maurice Carthon, seems to be interviewed every single year, former fullback for the New York Giants. And I'm wondering, what is it going to take to get these men a shot to actually hold a clipboard? They couldn't be doing any worse. I mean, there's a rumor right now that the Dallas Cowboys are going to hire Norv Turner as their head coach after the Super Bowl. This will be Norv Turner's third head coaching job. My career record in the NFL as a coach, I've never coached a game in my life, is much better than Norv Turner. I mean, it's ridiculous. My track record in the NFL is so superior to Norv Turner. And it's just the idea that he would get a third chance when some very good people are waiting on their first. It just rubs the wrong way.
1-877-920-WGNU. Bob, do you have a question for my guest, David Zirin?
Oh, yes, I do, Liz. This is what I've noticed in the three sports that black men play. You know, professional football, professional baseball, and professional basketball. There's no teams that are owned by black people. Yet all the players are black. And also, too, and I have to agree what he said. He said that you can't compare it to slavery because the purpose of slavery was to create wealth for white people. You know how we did work in the field, and if you look at these teams, and you have all these black men catching basketballs, footballs, breaking their backs, breaking their arms, getting all that surgery, and 6 to 7 years after they retire, you know, they say they get millions, but these guys end up broke, and the owners, 10 years, are still making $80 or $90 million a year.
Thanks for your call. Thank you.
Okay, what a terrific all that was in terms of pointing out some things that we haven't discussed yet, Liz, which should be pointed out. The typical NFL player tends to live about 9 years less long than a typical man in the United States, and that's black
wow.
or white.
Wow.
It breaks down your body and destroys it. A gentleman named Andre Waters, who was a safety in the 80s for the Philadelphia Eagles, just terrible story, just took his own life. And in the autopsy, they were like, he had the brain. This is a man in middle age, and they said he had the brain tissue of somebody with Alzheimer's disease. You know, and this is a lot of people, good people like Harry Carson and Mike Ditka, are using the Super Bowl right now to raise awareness about the fact that for NFL veterans who didn't play, who retired before 1980, their pensions are so low that, it's embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing how low their pensions are. Their pensions are less than you know, somebody who works a civil service job in your local government, and someone who works a civil service job in your local government isn't walking around, you know, with a replaced hip in their early 40s.
Mm.
So it's an embarrassing set of circumstances that the NFL needs to correct. Now, as for the slavery thing, I really want to recommend that your listeners read a book called $40 Million Slaves by Bill Roden, which just came out, New York Times columnist. Because he really takes on this argument about slavery in modern athletics in a way that's very intelligent and very interesting. And he makes the point that, like, look, people say you can't call them slaves because they get paid so much money, they get all this adulation. Well, there were slaves who were also star athletes, who you know, particularly in the field of horse racing, and who were absolute stars. And there were slaves who were athletes who were also paid.
Well, and can't we even talk about, okay, if we're going to talk about the comparison of enslavement, can't we talk about college athletes?
Well, that's where you get to a whole other problem.
I mean, they don't get paid, and they don't get paid, and people make hundreds of millions of dollars off of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you get to a whole a direct plantation mentality is the one on college athletics, and that's actually one as well that's worth closer examination, because on a lot of plantations in slave days, even if a star athlete on a plantation wasn't getting paid, he was given all kinds of perks, like whether it was women or alcohol or all kinds of things that were actually about degrading somebody and treating them like a beast. And you see that in athletics as well. A couple years ago, it was found that the University of Colorado, their coaching staff had a slush fund that dealt with escort services and things of that nature. I mean, because in college athletics, you can't pay somebody an honest wage for an honest day's work, what happens instead is that it's a trip to the gutter.
But
it's like, how can we give these players perks that are under the table?
But doesn't it take the people that are in these, that are being treated like this, a revolt by them?
It is. That is what it's going to take. But it's going to take, I think, a broader awareness in society about this. Because without that, it's difficult to know how it's going to really penetrate the athletes to the degree to which it would take to make change. Because, I mean, I used to teach third grade in D.C. public schools. And what's amazing is the professionalization of youth sports. Even at the third grade level, the way they take the star athletes and they separate them from the other kids.
In third grade.
They give them the free uniforms, the free shoes, and this immediate sense of both entitlement and separation from their classmates. And it becomes a cocoon that they live in throughout their lives until they reach the professional ranks.
But we also have to attach to that, David, what is not happening in society in terms of teaching it, particularly children of African descent, their connection to their heritage and the fact that racism still exists in this country. We have the what I call the DSEG babies out here, babies that are being taught every single day that it's over. The history, the racism piece is over. We've done civil rights. It's all right. So if you have a class of, a generation of students that have been taught that, and then they get into these professional sports industries, they're not going to rebel at all because they have been successfully taught. I believe that all students are being successfully taught not to rebel when they, you know, they sacrifice their rights on the altar of law and order by their lockers are searched without search warrants. You know, they can't write stories in their newspapers the way that other people can. So there's a whole culture of teaching people do not rebel, and particularly with children of African descent.
That's a very good point, Liz.
David, where can people get your book, and where can people read some more of your columns?
Go to edgeofsports.com, and all will be explained.
Very good. And what's my name, fool? People
what's
can,
my name, fool?
They can get that, too.
Yes, ma'am.
David Zirin, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
My privilege, Liz. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown and the wake-up call. I'm so sorry we couldn't get to all of you today, but the next hour is bringing a wonderful new feature to the wake-up call, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. You want to learn about living holistically? I know you do, and I know you need to. You will not, you should not, you cannot miss the next hour of Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back with Dr. Kincaid. Stay with us.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemy, the man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. We don't usually hear about tornadoes this time of year, but that's what they were awakened to this morning in parts of Central Florida.
We have got a lot of damage that has occurred in the northeast section of the county. Trees down and homes destroyed.
Milton Hill, the director of emergency management services for Sumter County. Volusia County was also hit hard. The Associated Press is reporting at least 14 people were killed. Unusual weather is usually caused by El Nino. The National Weather Service says our forecast should be more seasonal, though, from here on out.
We're seeing the El Nino collapse on us, and we're going to see a changing weather pattern that goes along with that collapse in ways that we haven't seen another El Nino. So we're just dealing with this on a week-by-week basis.
Louis Ocellini, he's a winter weather expert with the National Weather Service.
Will we have winter or will we have spring?
The long-range forecast from Punxsutawney Phil is a little bit different. The nation's most famous groundhog, as you heard, did not see a shadow. And legend has it, because of it, we're in for an early spring. A new government report says the term civil war accurately describes key elements of the situation in Iraq. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
The White House today releases a grim assessment of Iraq, but not a hopeless one. Officials here confirm it is not al-Qaeda, but violence among Iraqis that's most dangerous now. This intelligence report convinced President Bush that a U.S. pullout would make things worse.
The military is reporting a helicopter is down in the Iraqi city of Taji, a two-seater. There's no word if it was shot down. The U.N. climate panel says it's time the world's leaders took the issue of global warming seriously. A report by the scientists meeting in Paris say it's real and it's probably caused by humans. The U.N.'s Akim Steiner.
We are also looking for an unequivocal commitment from policymakers, business leaders, civic society leaders to take climate change as truly the challenge of our century.
This is ABC News.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Chunky salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway furniture available at samsclub.com.
Attention ex-cons, bad seeds, and certain professional athletes. Allow us to introduce Office Max Impress, an exciting new way to improve your image with high-quality print and document services inside your local Office Max store. That's right, spam purveyors, player haters, and men with limp handshakes. Office Max Impress can do custom binding, color printing, large quantity print jobs, whatever it takes to change perceptions of you, lickety-split. So cheer up, loan sharks, card sharks, and shark sharks, because Office Max Impress can turn your image problem into an image solution.
Now, this story sounded like the words to a country song, and now it is. Here's ABC's Dave Schreiber.
They caught him in a tour bus. That
that belong to Crystal Gay.
This song tells the story of escaped con Christopher Daniel Gay, who's accused of stealing a tractor trailer from Walmart and country singer Crystal Gayle's tour bus because he wanted to see his mom, who was ill. The lyrics are written by Tim O'Brien. He used the melody of Pretty Boy Floyd, a Woody Guthrie tune. The ballad was posted as a free download on the Internet. Gay remains in custody in Florida. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
If you're not working out, Laura Bush is hoping that you'll start. She says it's the first thing you can do to prevent heart disease. The First Lady is talking about it on this National Wear Red to Work Day to raise awareness that heart disease is a major problem for women, too, not just men. In fact, the American Heart Association says it's the number one killer of women here in the U.S. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
St. Louis, this is Panther Brian Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an Illinois man accused of trying to extort money from a pro athlete has pleaded not guilty. 48-year-old George Edwards of Belleville allegedly tried to get hush money from an unidentified athlete over the supposed pregnancy of Edwards' daughter. The U.S. government says Edwards demanded money in exchange for not going public with allegations that the player impregnated the daughter. Authorities say Edwards later said his daughter miscarried, but he still demanded the money. Edwards is jailed without bond. The daughter hasn't been charged. A Kirkwood man has pleaded guilty to impersonating a decorated veteran. Michael Weilbacher faces up to 6 months in prison for the charge that he wore military medals that he did not earn. Prosecutors say Weilbacher also joined a local Marine Corps league and attended a Marine ball dressed in a uniform that was decorated with the medals. The 48-year-old Weilbacher could also be fined when he is sentenced in April. Finally this hour, Blues right winger Bill Guerin will lace up his skates for his 1,000th game tonight when the Note face the Red Wings in Detroit. Guerin's first NHL game was in February of 1992 in Chicago as a member of the New Jersey Devils. Guerin has 700 career points, including 349 goals. He leads the Blues with 21 goals and 37 points this season. Game time tonight is 6:35. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Here's your traffic. Southbound 170 at Page and Olive. Look for road construction. Roadways reduced to two lanes. Backed up through St. Charles Rock Road exit due to stop-and-go traffic. There's a stall at Page in the left lane, so just beware. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is rolling well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Northbound Route 3 is moving well onto the westbound Kingbridge or westbound PSB entrance. Westbound 64 to 5570 split is rolling fine. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through Highway K. Look for no delays now. Eastbound 70 around 270 is looking good all the way into St. Charles Rock Road. Northbound 270 at 70 exits. You can expect some delays in the right lane. Northbound 44 between, or northbound 270 between 44 and Big Bend is turned back to normal. And eastbound 44 at the 270 overpass all the way back through the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for no delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Decreasing cloudiness, high in the mid-20s for this evening, mostly clear, low around 10 for Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 20s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 10. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high only in the upper 20s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 18 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 19 and some clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. Take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to a brand new addition to the Wake Up Call Family Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine today.
Very good. I'm excited about this. This is going to be fun to put this information out here. Don't you think it's going to be a good time?
I think it's time. We see more people getting sicker, and this information needs to reach more and more people.
Well, before we get into all of the information that you know, all of the knowledge that you have about holistically living, let's start with who you are, okay? Dr. Rosa Kincaid, who are you? What's your background?
Okay, well, I grew up in the Bronx, New York City, in a Bronx tenement. But my family, we were the super. My father was the super of the building. That's like the janitor of the building.
Mm-hmm.
He had an eighth grade education. And at that time, the wellness that I knew about was mostly from my grandmother. When things got really bad, grandmom used to come over and help us out. And also mom, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really ever think I would ever be a physician. I never saw a black physician. I never even really had a black teacher.
Growing up in the Bronx, you didn't have a black teacher.
No, never.
Really?
No.
But all your students and everybody that you went to school with were black.
Well, not really. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we were the super of the building.
Okay.
But the black people didn't live in the building. We could just be the super. So in the public school, most of the children were Jewish people. So I actually know a lot about Jewish culture.
Uh-huh.
Because all my classmates were Jews. I went to bar mitzvahs and learned a lot about the culture. One really interesting thing that I enjoyed about the culture was they used to compete for grades.
Mm-hmm.
And the smartest person was the most popular person. And that value system kind of stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I became a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching in the Bronx.
I used to get laid off all the time as a Bronx school teacher because of the politics that were going on. We had a really strong union at that time. But it was like the last hired, first fired. There weren't many black teachers at the time, so the ones who got hired last got fired. So I got laid off so many times, I just decided I was going to do something else.
And how old were you when you decided that?
When I decided that I would try to do medicine, I was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that was considered kind of old. I went to my advisor, who told me that, well, first of all, I would have to go back and take all the prerequisites for medical school, all the chemistry and sciences, and it would take me several years because I had a degree in sociology and teaching. But she said that, you know, in medical school, they like older students. All the other students were like 21, 22. I was 28, had a child.
Mm-hmm.
They felt that when you get to be that age, you more or less know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. The older students tended to be more dedicated, stick to it. You already sowed your wild oats. So
that was the same in law school. When I went to law school, I was that normal age of 21. But all of the older law students, they were the ones like always had their work done, were very focused. And looking back, I'm thinking, oh, my God, they were balancing a family. They were doing all that other stuff. All I was doing was playing and going to law school, and I couldn't keep up with what they were doing because they were older and more focused.
Exactly. And I had baby in medical school, you know. My brother died when I was in medical school. My father died when I was in medical school. But I managed to graduate with my class.
How long did it take you?
It took me the same time it took everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
4 years.
Yes.
Very good. And you what medical school did you attend?
Temple University School of Medicine.
All right. Well, we will be back with more of our conversation. This is Wellness 101. And this is Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back to talk about what exactly is holistic medicine. We'll be talking about that. Stay with us.
This is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making a difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Falkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Speechless. See, I don't know what to say to you.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. I'm Liz Brown, and I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, a new feature on the Wake Up Call. Before we get to Dr. Kincaid, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow we have Lewis Reed's open house, Northside Open House, starting at 1 o'clock, at 12 o'clock. You can come on down to Irene J. Smith's headquarters. That's at Union and 70 from 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be on a panel, and amazing panel that's going to be moderated by Bonita Cornute. It's a panel that puts together people that you've never seen in the same place talking about education. We have Senator Rita O'Days. We have a member of the Black Leadership Roundtable. We have a person from DESE, and we also have Ron Jackson, and I'm going to be there. We're all going to be talking about education. This is a discussion that you don't want to miss. That's tomorrow. It's at New Sunny Mount Missionary Baptist Church at Shreve and West Florissant, starting at 1 o'clock, starting promptly at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. You know me, I plan your days. Okay, so back to Dr. Rosa Kincaid. You're a doctor, you got your degree, you went to school at a later age, and you did it. How did you get into holistic medicine?
Well, one day a friend of mine gave me a book called Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss, and I kind of looked at it. It was kind of an unusual book. It had a lot of herbal treatments and causes of diseases that I had never really heard about, and I didn't really get into it very seriously until my son developed asthma. He was about 3 years old. He started wheezing. I used to have to take him to the emergency room where they would x-ray him and give him shots. And then the frequency of the asthma attacks increased, and it just got to the point where it got scary. I would just see him. He couldn't breathe. So I read this book, Back to Eden. There was a section that talked about the causes of asthma, the real cause of asthma and what you could do about it. So one day when he started wheezing, I went to a health food store. Now we're talking 1972, a health food store, who knows what that was, but they had an herbalist who lived in Harlem. I went and for about 50 cents I got a bag of herbs, came back, I boiled it up. I didn't know how much to put in there, what I was doing. I just dumped the whole thing in there, boiled up the big cauldron of the stuff. And I told my son, look, this stuff tastes like swamp water. It looks like swamp water. But if you drink it, I won't have to take you to the hospital, and you won't have to get those shots. And I was like 21 at the time or something. He drank it because he's a child. He didn't want the shots. About 30 minutes later, went in the bathroom, and he started throwing up gobs and gobs of this thick white mucus. And after that, he stopped wheezing. I followed the instructions in this book about what to take out of their diet if they have asthma, and he never wheezed again. He's 36. He never wheezed again. He doesn't have any medical problems. And I knew there was something to this. When I saw that at that age, at that time I changed my diet. I became a vegetarian. And I just continued to read and research over the years. So actually, way before I went into medical school, I was already well-versed.
So this is before you went into medical school?
Way before I went into medical school.
You did this at 21?
Yes. Yes.
And that must have been so amazing, first of all, to figure this out, and then secondly, to see all this stuff coming out of your son's body,
yes,
and then to see your son healed after that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So that changed your life.
That changed my life. And after that, I started experimenting on myself, on my friends. I was also a dancer at that time. So dancers, they're into athletes. So they would always call me up if they had any problem and ask me what herbs to take and what I should do. And sometimes they would do that. And after they would go to their doctor, they would say, hey, then my doctor said the same thing. And what herbs should I take? So I became like the community herbalist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just continued to research it and try. I tried every different diet there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, macrobiotic, microbiotic, grapefruit diet. I tried all kinds of things because actually when I became a vegetarian, I started gaining a lot of weight,
mm-hmm,
because you start going into eating a lot of carbs and,
mm-hmm,
starches. So I really used myself to try out all types of things. And
well, let's get into holistic medicine. Okay,
yes.
We got your history of how you,
yes,
got into it. What is holistic medicine?
Holistic medicine is based on a paradigm of prevention. In terms of we believe that prevention is the best medicine. It's always easier to not get something than to get it and then try to get rid of it. And when you think holistically, you have to think of human beings of being spirits encased in flesh. We are not just something physical.
You know, there has to be a balance between the mind, the spirit, and the body. If there's an imbalance there, that's what's going to cause the disease. By that I mean, for instance, you know, there's some people, if they get very, very upset or frightened, you know, that can cause a heart attack. If something really traumatic happens to certain people, one of my patients had something so devastating happen, he started to have a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the other hand, if you injure your back really bad, as opposed to something happens to you, that can cause depression. And it's well documented that irritable bowel syndrome has a lot to do with emotions. And so now one of the treatments that Western medicine is using for irritable bowel syndrome is antidepressant medicine. So it's all hooked. And as we know, even in our culture, church culture, many churches you can go to, and we have that laying on of hands. Mm-hmm. Now that's spiritual, mm-hmm. spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're emotionally happy and physically happy, if you're spiritually, if there's an imbalance there, and you're not in some way have some sort of relationship with whoever
mm-hmm.
spiritually that you believe in, then that can cause an imbalance too.
So the three components: mind, body. Is it mind, body, and spirit?
Mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, those are the three things. When we're talking about holistic, we're talking about the mind, we're talking about the body, and we're talking about the spirit.
Yes.
And Western medicine's philosophy is what?
Well, it's more based on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
There was a case not too long ago. You remember Terry Schiavo?
Mm-hmm.
Now there was somebody that physically, she looked, she looked okay physically. She looked like she was awake. She was responding to her parents, etc. But it was determined by somebody that her brain was to hit,
mm-hmm.
and so they chose not to feed her.
Mm-hmm.
But on a holistic level, that wouldn't have been something that she could have done. Now there's no separation of the mind and the body. So that wouldn't have been something that I would have seen, or someone treating someone holistically wouldn't have been able to stop feeding somebody like that.
Mm, because it's the mind, it's the body, and
yes,
it's the spirit.
They would have worked more on trying to balance this person out.
Mm-hmm.
Try to work with, because she had a great imbalance there.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, there's no such thing as you're just a body.
You're brain dead. To a certain extent, there is. I mean, if somebody is not responding, they're totally comatose.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're sleeping, and they're not responding to anything. I mean, in that case, you would have more of a perhaps. Considering whether if just life support is keeping somebody awake,
and then
you might have a little more. Okay, might want to say, okay, just these machines are keeping a person alive. But if a person doesn't have machines keeping them alive, you would want to try to balance them out more. I would think.
And then with respect to the whole Western, the modern Western medicine. Western medicine, it's about really treating symptoms, right? Talk to us about that.
Yes, that's right. For instance, if you have something like arthritis, or if you have something like hypertension, you are given pills just to make those numbers go down.
Mm-hmm.
But the pill that you take for your hypertension is not curing your hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's no one's really tried to determine why your blood pressure is up in the first place. There may be many different causes why somebody has high blood pressure.
And that is really true about Western medicine, because if you go in and you do have high blood pressure, you're told, take this pill, it'll fix your high blood pressure. But if you're overweight, if you are in a stressful place, if you're not eating right, holistically, that is really what because the goal should be not to stay on the pill forever. The goal should be
not to have high blood pressure.
That's right.
And most people aren't told that. When they're given the pill, they're told, yeah, you're going to have to be on this your whole life. But what they're not told is that, you know, you'll have to be on this whole life unless you change whatever it is that caused you to get it in the first place.
But nobody's really told. They don't know. They say, well, it's just because you got older. Because you got older, you're
supposed
to
Or you're black. You know, because we black folks have a lot of hypertension.
Genes.
There you go.
Kind of things like that.
So when we come back, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kenneth Bach. And he is the president of the American College for Advancement in Medicine, of which I am a member.
Okay.
And it's a group of physicians who support and do research and teach doctors who want to get expertise in alternative treatments and therapies. And we want evidence-based alternative therapies to get to help heal our patients.
Excellent. We're going to be talking to Dr. Kenneth Bach. I'm Liz Brown. This is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Stay with us as we continue class of Wellness 101.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis for
over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news.
Words of inspiration.
And, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stellanore.
And me, Brother Mel St. Clair. Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. Time is something in my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down.
Welcome back to a brand new show on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and welcome to Wellness 101. And before we get to Wellness 101, I have to give you some instruction on what's coming up this weekend. Don't forget there's a meet and greet of our Aldermatic President candidate, Lewis Reed, on Saturday at noon at the White House. We're talking about Irene J. Smith's office at Union and 70. Look for all the Lewis Reed signs, and you will get right there. That's at 12 o'clock. Meet and greet, 12 to 3 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, there's a wonderful panel discussion going on about education in our public schools. The moderator is Bonita Cornute. That starts at 1 o'clock. And you will hear voices that you've never heard in one place before speaking on the issue of education in the St. Louis public schools.
You will have a legislative response with Senator Rita Daves. You will have a reporter's response from me. I will be talking about it. I've been covering this issue for 4 years now, hundreds of hours spent on this issue. We also will have a member from DESE who is talking about the state takeover, and a school board member that is talking about running for office, and then once he runs, asking that his position be eliminated, and also a member of the Black Leadership Roundtable and their contributions to the where we are with our schools right now. That's going to take place tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the New Sunny Mountain Baptist Church, right there at the corner of Shreve and West Florissant, just right down the street from the Lewis Reed event. So you know me, I'm planning your day. Take advantage of that tomorrow. Now we are here again with Wellness 101 and Dr. Rosa Kincaid, our inauguration show here. Dr. Kincaid, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we have as a guest Dr. Kenneth Bach. He's joining us from Rhinebeck, New York. Dr. Bach, good morning. Dr. Bach, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm outstanding. And Dr. Bach, you are the president of the American College for Advancement in Medicine. What is this organization?
It's an organization of physicians and professionals essentially formed over 30 years ago. We're interested in integrative and alternative medicine. This is the medicine that is practiced by an increasing number of physicians across the country, and we were probably the first and the premier organization of physicians, MDs, DOs, as well as allied professionals involved in this.
I guess maybe first we should go to what is this, and then why did you form this organization? What is integrative medicine and alternative medicine?
Well, I actually prefer, and this is Rosa, I'm speaking, it's not Liz, right? I'm speaking with Rosa, right?
You're speaking with Liz right now. This is Rosa.
Okay, hi.
Yes,
okay.
Hi.
I just want to know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
Thank you. Integrative medicine, I prefer to alternative medicine, because integrative medicine really is a concept that implies that you take the best of both worlds. You take the best of what we have in conventional medicine, because there is some value to drugs and surgery in various situations. But in terms of in chronic illness, you need to look elsewhere at other types of modalities. And integrative medicine is not just a smorgasbord. I like to make this very clear. It's not just a smorgasbord of a little chiropractic, a little massage, a little nutrition. It's really, when it comes from an MD, it's a mindset of looking at these complex chronic problems that many people have these days, more and more, and trying to figure out what is underlying it, what is contributing to it, and then coming up with treatment programs that may incorporate many different modalities in addressing those underlying problems. So it's really a mindset.
And when you use words like modalities, Dr. Bach, this is Liz again, when you use words like modalities, what does that mean?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Modalities just mean are types of treatment. So let's say massage therapy is a modality. Chelation therapy, which I guess we'll talk a little bit later, which is a treatment for helping to rid the body of heavy metals, is a modality. A nutritional approach is a modality. Modality just refer to types. Let's say another word would be types of treatments. That's what modalities would refer to. And this is, when we look at integrative medicine, we're looking at an approach that evaluates a person from much more of an underlying perspective to try to figure out what is really going on, rather than just give them a medication that may cover up their symptoms. Now, that may be really very good if somebody has an acute injury and is in pain and maybe has a fracture and needs a cast. That works very, very well. But when you have chronic problems, a medication frequently may be a Band-Aid to the symptoms, but we want to figure out, where is it coming from? Is it coming from inflammation in the gut? Is it coming from a food sensitivity? Is it coming from a nutritional deficiency? Is it coming from some type of toxicity? These are the things that need to be looked at, and then when you figure that out, addressed with various types of treatments.
Okay. I noticed that that you have you're coming out with a book about autism. This is Dr. Kincaid again, and of course that's a really hot topic here.
Yes.
in the country. And how would you treat it? Right now the treatment is more or less looks like experimental. How would you treat that? And also there was a great conference that we just had on.
on neuro restoration in Palm Springs, and there was a great workshops to go to on hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
And before we get to the workshop, let's back it up a little bit and talk about the autism treatment and the book and everything. But let's talk about it from the integrative perspective, Doctor. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, that's what I'm actually very excited about. This is coming out April 10th, and it basically encapsulates my whole approach to the kids. Right now, I probably have way over 1,000 children who I've been caring for over the last probably 7-8 years. And the conventional treatment of autism has been, and when I speak of autism, I speak of the autism spectrum, which includes PDD, or pervasive developmental disorder, Asperger syndrome, and I even really put on there ADHD, or ADD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which, as you know, is running rampant in our kids these days.
Yes.
And we're dealing with a whole new batch of childhood epidemics. And the integrative medicine approach includes a biomedical approach added to the therapies. The therapies that are basically, conventionally, these are the treatments right now: ABA, or applied behavioral analysis, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and educational therapies. These are what kids are treated with. What the integrative approach does is definitely includes that. Every kid has to have those kind of therapies. But we look at biomedical problems. In other words, nutritional, just like I said before, it's very similar. The autism, ADHD type of a problem in the kids is in some way very similar to the kind of chronic problems we see in our adults with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, a lot of the neurodegenerative disorders, but it's encapsulated in these little bodies, and it's much more intense in some ways. And so we're looking at, again, nutritional deficiencies. Toxicities are a big one.
Mm.
We think what's happening is that this subset of kids that are you know, skyrocketing in terms of numbers are kids that are genetically vulnerable or susceptible, and a lot of that susceptibility may be in their ability to detoxify the increasing number of toxins that we're getting exposed to as a culture. They are the proverbial yellow canaries in the coal mine, these children, unfortunately. Because a lot of people say, well, why is it only these kids? Why wouldn't it be all the kids if it's toxicity? And as we know that we all have our means of detoxifying what we're exposed to, we never think about it.
And we also have certain communities that basically live in cancer alleys. I mean, they live in these places that are hugely toxic, and those areas are getting bigger and bigger.
Exactly. In fact, I mean, we have one near where I live that was right behind a chemical plant, and on that road where apparently their effluent probably was, effluent means, you know, the waste, that there is a much higher incidence of cancer than anywhere else in our county. And we know there was a study published last year. They broke down Texas into these small communities, and they looked at the amount of mercury from the coal-burning power plants. Environmental mercury. We're not talking about vaccination mercury, mercury in tuna and things like that. We're talking about environmental mercury. And they were able to show that there was a positive correlation between the amount of mercury in each of these communities and the rates of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders, which is really a confirmation of what we're seeing, is that exactly right. So that some environments have more toxins, as well as, unfortunately, we've exposed our kids to some more toxins in terms of some of the things that we've given them as well.
How do you feel about vaccinations and the association with autism?
Well, I think I'm, just to be very clear, I'm not anti-vaccination. I'm actually pro-safe vaccinations. But I do feel that, unfortunately, the mercury that was in the vaccinations in the form of thimerosal, which is a mercury-containing, ethyl mercury-containing preservative, was at levels that were way too high for babies. And the kids that couldn't detoxify it, I think it probably was the tipping point and threw them over. And it's out of most vaccinations now, except for flu vaccinations. But I do believe that it was one of the things. I don't think it's only that. And I think that sometimes people get focused on one issue. I think we need to look at it's chemicals. And if you look at the chemicals that kids are exposed to in terms of PCPs and halogenated compounds, and, you know, just on and on, the phthalates in the plastics and plasticizers, it's just huge. that coupled with not just mercury, but even lead. And there are more and more studies showing that lower and lower levels of lead are problematic in terms of IQ, cognitive problems, behavioral problems, below the levels that we now have, quote, concerns about. And so this whole area of detoxification is one of the central themes to what we're doing for the kids as part of an integrative medicine approach.
And when we talk about integrative medicine, what kind of training does a physician have to get to be able to do this, doctor?
That's a very good question. ACAM, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, is very, very involved with that. That's really our mission, is education and research. And the education is of physicians in teaching this integrative medicine approach, an evidence-based integrative medicine approach. I think it's important to recognize that there is a lot of science that supports this, but it's things that may not be taught in medical school, although it's out there. And so what we do is we put on twice a year evidence-based integrative medicine conferences, for two and a half day conference, and then 2 days of workshops, pre-conference workshops. You mentioned one of them was in hyperbaric oxygen. We do others in heavy metal detoxification. We've had some in anti-aging medicine. Probably will have in November. I'm going to probably run one on autism and ADHD and the integrative medicine approach. So we do those in addition to the full scientific symposia to try to help doctors learn how to integrate this into their practice.
So if I'm out here, I'm listening to the show, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this sounds really good. My doctor should be doing this. What do I do? Who do I call? Do I call my doctor and say, are you practicing integrative medicine? And if they say no, what do I do?
Well, firstly,
and I want you to hold that thought because we have to take a break.
Okay.
We're talking to Dr. Kenneth Bach. He's joining us from New York. This is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. Yes. For all your appliance needs, Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is a brand new feature of the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, Wellness, 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 Wellness 101. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid in the studio. We will be doing this every Friday at 9 o'clock. Our guest this hour is Dr. Kenneth Bach. He is joining us from Rhinebeck, New York, and we are talking. He is the president of the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and we're talking about integrative medicine. And Dr. Bach, the question on the break was, how do I find out if my doctor practices this, and if he or she doesn't, where do I go to get that doctor that does do this?
Well, firstly, let me say one thing as this comes up is, please don't go to your doctor and be adversarial and insult them, because that's not what this is about. You may inquire of them if they're open to integrative medicine and looking at things in from this perspective, and if they're not, you can't push it. You know, mm-hmm. you have a doctor that may be very well trained conventionally. If they are, then you can pursue the conversation. If not, then you need to probably you can keep that physician as your conventional physician, but then you may want to look for an integrative medicine physician that may be able to offer you some things in addition to what your conventional doctor may offer you.
So where would I go to do that?
Well, one of the ways, ACAM actually has, we have an organization of close to around 1,000 members, and we have the members listed in a physician site throughout the country. So you may look at where you are, you go to your state, you go to your city, and you may be able to find a doctor in your city that's an ACAM member, and it shows the kind of modalities or types of treatments that they do, whether it be acupuncture, whether it be chelation therapy, whether it be nutritional medicine or what have you. The only thing I would say as a caveat, though, is that, you know, one of the things that ACAM can't do is we can't vouch that you're going to love that doctor, or take responsibility for what that doctor is going to do, but we could just lead you to a doctor that at least has an interest in or may practice that type of medicine. And then you go meet with them, and then you have to make your own decisions. Hey, is this the right doctor for me from that perspective?
And talking about some other types of therapies that integrative medicine advocates or practices, what are some of the ones that I think that you think would help people get a sense of the types of things that doctors that practice integrative medicine do?
Well, the various kind of, by the way, I just want to say the place to look for that would be ACAM.org. People who do want to look, and then they can get directed to a physician.
AC is in Charles, AM is in Mary, ACAM.org.
Yeah, that's the way you would find that if you wanted to go to that physician listing.
Okay.
But the kinds of treatments that are used, your basis is nutrition generally. Most of the doctors hopefully have some training. We run nutrition workshops, and there's a nutrition board that does some certification in nutrition as well, so that doctors have at least a sense of the way that diets may affect. So let's say gluten. More and more evidence is coming out that gluten may cause more problems other than just bowel problems, let's say, or diarrhea, but it may cause neurological problems, headaches and various things. So people want to be aware of diets and maybe food sensitivities and things. But other things would be nutritional supplements. You know, a knowledge of where things like, let's say, for PMS, premenstrual syndrome, things like vitamin B6 or evening primrose oil, gamma linolenic acid, for eczema, primrose oil or cod liver oil and the omega-3 essential fatty acids, for headaches, things like riboflavin or certain herbs. So there are things that you can be aware of for certain conditions to support those conditions as well as things to support the immune system. And most of these nutrients are not really used specifically as a drug to treat a condition, but it's mostly to enhance function and to support the functioning of the immune system or the nervous system, etc., to help improve the situation. And one needs to learn about testing, so the doctors that are trained learn the kind of tests to do. Sometimes you need to look at intracellular tests rather than just simple blood tests. And so that's one of the things that we do training in terms of the kind of testing to do. And then heavy metals is a big thing, you know, being aware of toxicities. How does one test heavy metals? If you test a blood test for lead, you're looking at lead that may have been around only for the last 2 or 3 months. If you want to get a sense of lead that may be in the tissues for a longer period of time, then you may need to do what we call a challenge test, which means you check a urine for, and then you check a urine after you give a certain type of what we call a chelator that binds onto those heavy metals and takes them out in the urine. You can actually see a difference, and that can give you a sense of heavy metal burden. So you would treat that with something called chelation therapy, which is good for heavy metals. But also, this organization, ACAM, when it started in the 70s, was one of the first organizations. It has been the foremost organization in teaching doctors about chelation therapy, not just for heavy metals, but also in terms of the treatment as an alternative treatment or an adjunctive treatment for cardiovascular disease.
Really?
Yes, vascular disease, because we're now very involved in a study with the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. It's a $32 million study of close to 2,000 patients looking at chelation therapy in patients over 50 years old who've had a heart attack. So if any of your listeners out there are over 50 and have had a heart attack, they may qualify to be in this study, and they can look on, it's called the TACT study, T-A-C-T, Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy. And if they go on the internet, I think it's TACT.org, it's under the National Institutes of Health, they could possibly get in the study and get the treatments for free. But it's a treatment and a placebo study as well, because we've been doing it for over 30 years, and many people have had success where they've improved their circulation, they've eliminated their symptoms, they've been much healthier, they've lowered cholesterol.
Chelation therapy for that?
Oh yes!
Wow!
Yes, it's very interesting. There are numerous medicine mechanisms proposed for it. But why this study is in place is to definitively prove it, because there have been studies both for showing it works and other studies that show it hasn't been as effective. So this is the definitive study that's robust enough with enough patients that when this comes out, it will really be able to say, yes, chelation therapy does work.
And I guess participating in this type of study would be different than participating in a drug test type of a study.
Right.
You know, for people that have, you know, are kind of resistant to being in those studies with those types of things, this is a different type of study.
Yes, this would be a study I think a lot of people who are interested in alternative medicine or integrated medicine would be very interested in, because there's four different arms. One is low-dose vitamin, one is high-dose vitamin, and then there's a chelation therapy with high-dose vitamin, there's chelation therapy by itself with low-dose vitamin, and there's placebo. So, yes, it's a very, very, it's a very well-constructed study. A lot of time and money has been put into it, and we are looking for participants. And this is a way that people could actually contribute forward the advancement of medicine, really, by participating in a study like this. So I would
and to get treatment.
And they get treatment, yes.
And not feel like you are, you know, being a guinea pig for a drug company.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Wow. And again, that if people don't have access to the Internet, is there a way that they could find out about this?
They could certainly call my office, speak to my nurse, Debbie Truin, at 845-876-7082, and she could probably give them some of the phone numbers they can call.
And
be happy to do that.
And what should they ask for?
They say that they're calling about, they heard me on the radio, and they're calling about to find out how they could find out more about the TACT study.
And people over 50 that have had
a heart attack.
Yes. And that number again is 845-876-7082.
Great, that's right.
Excellent.
How do you feel some of these treatments or some of the modalities are being accepted by mainstream medicine? Do you think in the near future maybe some of these procedures may be covered by insurances?
Well, I think basically that there is more and more of an acceptance by mainstream medicine. There are more and more medical schools have actually integrated medicine departments. We get asked, the president-elect of our organization, Jeannie Driscoll, is the chair of the Integrative Medicine Department of Kansas University Medical School. So our part of ACAM's outreach is to bring the integrative medicine organizations together. My theme for my presidency is building bridges to advance healthcare. Part of it is to bring the integrative medicine organizations together, and also the next step is to bring integrative medicine more together with conventional medicine, because it needs not be so separate. We have a lot to offer each other. This is not exclusive. And so there is a greater acceptance. Unfortunately, there's still some misunderstanding. There's still this thing that sometimes that the conventional physicians may feel like it keeps a person from, quote, getting the accepted conventional treatment. But a lot of us in this field really feel like we blend that. We're not about saying, don't do this, don't do that. It's letting a patient know their options so that a patient has the right to choose what directions they want.
And that's going to have to be the last word. Dr. Kenneth Bach, thank you so much for joining us on Wellness 101.
Thank you so much, Ken.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And Dr. Kincaid, we need to give out your number here, so if people have any questions or if they need to get to a physician,
an ACAM physician,
my number is 314-644-0000.
That's one more time.
314-644-0000. And next Friday, we will be back with the next edition of Wellness 101.
Yes, we'll be talking about how do you get started with your holistic treatment plan. How do you start this stuff?
Excellent, excellent. Yes. So that will be class number two. Bring your notebooks, bring your pens. You will be participating in Wellness 101. Dr. Rosa Kincaid, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. It's been a blast.
And don't forget that we have wonderful things happening this weekend. We have the meet and greet Lewis Reed starting at 12 o'clock at Union and 70, and also the wonderful forum that's going to take place. I'm going to be on the forum. Benita Cornute's going to be the moderator. Ron Jackson's going to be on the floor. Black Leadership Roundtable is going to be